Having started the postseason with convincing home wins over New Auburn 62-13 and Clayton 58-0, the McDonald Macs found themselves moving on to level three on Halloween in Russ County against an undefeated team.
From Tony, Wisconsin, Flambeau High School, Coach Maloney, great to get here, 9-1 on the season, and the undefeated 11-0 Flambeau Falcons, your opponent.
Well, yeah, you know, and they got a good team here, and you know, they're the number one seed, we're the number two seed, and that's how it should be, I guess, going into round three. So, yeah, we're going to see what we can do tonight, and hopefully everything's clicking, and we should be able to come out on top.
Okay, so the Macs being tested. Home, pitch out, right side, taking it. Moulton on the right side. Let's see, no referee indication.
We got him.
All right, touchdown, McDonald. Home under center. Back to pass, three-step drop. He's going to toss one, and out there to get it, and he's going to go to the house all the way. There it is, 6 points for the Macs on a 69-yard score. To Luke Anderson for McDonald in that first half. Their own 27, 73 yards from a score. A pitch out to the far side. Moulton going to take it. Moulton into the secondary. Moulton could be off to the races. Dawson Moulton going to take it to the house. Oh, my, McDonald leads 20-6 on Dawson Moulton, 73-yard touchdown run. What they try with Cole Sly, their quarterback. Receiver in motion in the near side. Sly fakes it to him, rolls to the right. Here comes the McDonald pass rush, and they get to him. They get to him for a big loss. The Macs get the ball. Second down and four for the Macs from the 16. Hand off Moulton off the left side. He's going to bounce his way all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald, and they lead it 27-6. Now a receiver moving and kind of a creative play for the Macs. They're going to get it to Eli Stepp racing down the sideline, and he's going to score. Touchdown for the Macs on the very first play of the third quarter. 15, and they'll go for it here with 10:40 left in the third quarter, down 36-14. Ludasher, the senior, going to heave a long ball down the sideline, incomplete for Oliver Taylor, and the Macs take over on downs. Second and nine now. Holmes, short drop. He's going to unleash one to Luke Anderson, and Luke able to catch it, and he's going to keep going. Luke, a race for the end zone, and he's going to get there. Oh, is he in?
Yes, he had to.
Touchdown, McDonald! 34 to go in the third. They go up 42-14. Home, keeping it himself. Then a late pitch out, and he's going to get it to Dawson Moulton for 6 points and a McDonald touchdown, leading it 56-22. On the far side, there is Moulton. Moulton picking his way through the holes, getting all the way in for the score, and another touchdown for Moulton, his sixth of the night, two straight weeks with six touchdowns. That will be the last play of this game. McDonald going to win it. The Macs come out on top, 66-30. With that win, the Macs are now just one win away from getting to next week's state championship game, Saturday afternoon, November 15th in Wisconsin Rapids. But to get there, McDonald, the champs of the North Central West Conference, need to defeat Lena St. Thomas Aquinas, the Titans, the undefeated champions of the Across the Bay Conference. Tonight, it's 11-0 Lena Aquinas, the Titans, against your 10-1 McDonald Macs. From D.C. Everest High School in Schofield, we've got it for you coming next on WOGO Sports. This is Macs Level 4 Playoff Football. Let's get it on.
McDonald Macs football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Macs is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolay Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Now with the Macs pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO. Go Macs! Your sports station.
And good evening and welcome from Steam Stadium at DC Everest High School in Schofield. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky with Grant Smisky as we get set to bring you this level 4, 8-player state semifinal football game as it's 11-0 Lena St. Thomas Aquinas, the Titans, against your 10-1 McDonald Max. And again, last week, 66-30, the Max come out on top against an undefeated team, Flambeau. The Max get that opportunity again tonight.
Yeah, you know, and I don't, different team, different scheme. These guys, they're going to run the ball on us, and they got some heavy hitters. So we're going to have to do our best to contain them. And as the playoffs go on here, I would expect the competition to ramp up.
Well, continue. It's down to the final four in 8-player tonight. And what a weekend for prep sports in the state of Wisconsin, with the championships being set for volleyball at the Rec Center. 5 championship matches tomorrow, starting early in the morning and going throughout the day. And also in soccer, boys soccer down in Milwaukee, they're still determining the final Division II team. But it's McDonald versus Lena Aquinas. And on the other side, Gilman and Oakfield, 2 1 seeds doing battle, and Wapaka to determine who goes to Wisconsin Rapids next Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And we're hoping it's the Max.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of curious, you know, the game on the other side there, both those Oakfield and Gilman, they held their teams to 0, so I wonder if it's just going to be a big slugfest over there, low score.
Yeah, right.
You never know.
So, again, these two squads squaring off here tonight, and how they got here, Lena winning the Across the Bay Conference, defeating teams like Algoma, Sevastopol, Surin, Gibraltar, and Gillette. And really the closest game anybody gave them was a 14-6 contest against Athens. Otherwise, everything was 24 points or greater in their favor.
Yeah, and, you know, it's once again, these playoffs, it's especially in 8-player, it's hard to look at the matchups and see what you got, just because conferences are so different. But, I still come back to, I don't know that anybody has seen the speed of Dawson Moulton, during the regular season. So that's one thing we got going for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, wow, he has really put it together the last couple of weeks with 6 touchdowns in each of those games. We're going to hear from Coach Maloney. Besides the state title, he's got his eye on kind of an individual accomplishment in terms of the history of the school as well.
Yeah. He's just had a phenomenal year just from game one. And he's just running so strong, It's people are kind of bouncing off him, and he does not give up. He just keeps his feet grinding, and he gets every yard he can.
So it's going to be quite a battle against a team that does like to run the ball as well in Lena St. Thomas Aquinas. And, hey, when you're faced with a challenge of how you respond determines the real winners, Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. When we come back in 3 minutes, the first of 2 coaches' conversations, we'll hear from one of the co-head coaches of the Titans of Lena Aquinas, Dale Lang, in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Max State Semifinal Playoff Football.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating. Wärtsilä installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wärtsilä.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Max pregame on WOGO here at Steam Stadium at DC Everest High School. Dale Lang, head coach, co-head coach of the very successful Lena St. Thomas Aquinas Titans, 11-0. And coach, it's been a tremendous year for you.
Yes, it has. It's been real rewarding so far. It's been a tight game or games we've had. We've had some blowouts that we've won. But, once again, at this level, there is nobody that's bad. Everybody's good.
And talk to me about the win in the game last week, level three.
Well, the level three game last week, they came out. They were good. Mm-hmm. Leona Wambino is always, they were our nemesis. They've kicked us out of the playoffs a couple times, and we wanted to get back. And we came out, and we had to put a great game plan together. We played great. We stuffed them down, and, we were able to move the ball on them, get some points up, but they never quit. It was right to the end. It was a fight. It's like any one of these games. It's a fight right to the end.
You guys love to run the ball. Jake Farley, your quarterback, good running stats, and certainly Max Peterson, your top rusher.
Yes. We like to run the ball, but we'll throw the ball if we have to. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you look at our stats, we're a power team. We like to run, keep things tight. We've got a good front offensive lineman, a group of those guys, and we can run behind them. We've got some great running backs. Max Peterson's really good. We've got some good tight ends that are also key in the blocking schemes.
Yeah. Yep. That McDonald defense, offensive line, defensive line, pretty solid. They put good pressure on opposing teams. What about facing that McDonald D?
Hey, they're good. There's no question about it, and we've been working up schemes, and hopefully what we did is we put together right. The thing that'll kill us is we have some stupid penalties.
Okay.
And that we had more penalties in the last two games than we did the rest of the season, so we definitely have got to get that cleaned up tonight.
And your defense against McDonald, wow, Dawson Moulton's been rocking it lately. 12 touchdowns in just the last two games.
Yep. So our defense has got to come up and stop. When you got at this level, there's good players. You got to stop those good players. You got to make your own good plays, and you got to stop their plays. I think it's going to be a real fight out, bang and shoot them up type old style football. There's no mud and dust in here on the turf, but that's what it's going to be.
So key to the game is going to be what?
Control the ball. Mm-hmm. Control the ball and don't make mistakes.
All right. Very good. Coach, we wish the best tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
All right. Dale Lang. Dale Lang, the head coach, co-head coach of the Titans of Lena Aquinas. We're back with Mark Maloney in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi-High and McDonald Spirit gas pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi-High or McDonald athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Max pregame for this level 4 8-player state semifinal game here from DC Everest Steam Stadium. And coach, great night for football.
It is. It's not bad out. It's a little cool, but that's okay. But it is. It's perfect football weather, Mark.
Able to take care of business at an undefeated Flambeau team, 66-30 last week. Another undefeated team before you tonight, but at least you get a neutral site.
Yes, it is, and it's going to be a battle. I mean, they're number one. They're seeded number one, undefeated for a reason, right? They're here for a reason because it's a good football team. So we got to play our McDonald football the way we've been playing. Our defense has to just step up and play aggressive like we always have been. And our offense, I think, will take care of itself.
Other than their game against Athens, everything 24 points or more, like the win last week for them. But it seems like it's Jake Farley, Max Peterson decide, you know, 1 and 1A.
Yes, I agree. It's, you know, we got to stop those two backs. I mean, they got three backs. But the quarterback does a good job back there. 22, 21, 22 is their main guy. You know, he's got their leading rushes, and then it kind of falls off after that. But it's still some pretty good numbers there. So, yeah, we got to contain their run game, try to make them throw a little bit. That's our whole goal, is to try to stop their run and make them throw the ball.
But they are heavy run. I mean, 25 passes on the season. And again, that's one of the strengths when you swing it over to the offensive side. I mean, you guys really showed again last week, we can run it or pass it.
Yes, our offense is very, very
balanced
and out there. And so, yeah, with Kale and Luke and our receivers, and then Dawson in the running back there. So, yeah, we got to mix it up. We got to keep these guys on their toes. And again, I think the defense is going to be key tonight.
Dawson Moulton putting on a show these last 2 weeks, 6 touchdowns each game.
Yes, and, you know, he's pretty pumped up. You know, he's looking at a school rushing record. So he wants to get that done, and that's a good incentive. That's a good motivator for him, and it's a good motivator for the team, you know, to kind of do their thing to get Dawson going around the corners and up the middle. And, yeah, he's on a mission right now, so we're going to feed him.
Coach, I've been with you on 11-player when you're the coach. You've been with me in the booth. Here we are, 8-player, state semifinals. You win this one tonight, playing for the title next week, possibly against the only team to beat you.
Yes, I know. But, you know, we can't worry about that yet, Mark. Right. We got to get by this one.
Right. So, All right, the key to the game tonight.
It's the defense. Our defense has to stop their run game. That's the whole key. And, again, the way our defense has been playing very aggressively, you know, if we bring that tonight, I think we're going to be okay.
Absolutely, Coach. We wish you the best. And Grant Smiske will be with you after the game.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Mark Maloney just moments ago here on the field at Steam Stadium. Mark Halverson with Seth Smiske in the booth. And I know Grant is out there as well. And we'll get to our Toyson Ford keys to the game here in a moment. Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why WOGO knows football players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmer of Wisconsin. We're back in a moment with that Toyson Ford keys to the game on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. At Fries Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald football team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Fries Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smiske in the booth, and time in a moment, Toyson Ford keys to the game. But first of all, here on WOGO, a reminder for all high school sports fans, the fall state tournaments are quickly approaching, and the WIA, well, we're in the midst of those, and we'll give you some updates on that a bit later. But hey, tell you what, let's get right to that Toyson Ford keys to the game right now. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. So, Seth Smiske, you heard the coaches. Coach Maloney said defense for the max, and also Coach Lang saying it was ball control. What do you think the key to the game is?
Yeah, a couple things. I think, number one, yeah, defense is going to be key, and I think it's going to be stopping the run up the middle. You know, that's what they're going to try to do, and we need to, you know, come downhill and fill hard at the linebacker spot, and then on offense, number 99, you know, we gotta block him.
Yeah.
You know, he's gonna cause problems for us if we don't.
All right, those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Grant, do we have you on the field?
I think so. You hear me?
Yeah. What do you think? What would you say key to the game?
Yeah, establish the run early on and do your job. You got to stay disciplined tonight. They're gonna have a little bit of misdirection, not a whole lot of pulling guards. So everybody just do their job and we should be good on defense.
You guys, you for a player, you got to this semifinal game. I think they've added an extra game here for 8-player, but that tough loss to Thorpe, they went on to play for that state title. But what about playing at this high a level? Any extra feelings as a player? I mean, this is just one win away from playing for the title.
Absolutely. It's exciting. And I'd say I wasn't like super nervous throughout my high school career, but I definitely felt some nerves in this game just because you're one game away from state. So it's exciting.
There we go. A second perspective on a Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. All right, so the Max introduced as a team, and now Lena St. Thomas Aquinas is going to follow that same pattern established by the Patriots when they won the first of 6 Super Bowls with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady a few years back. All right, so we'll have 4 12-minute quarters, and if we need overtime, we'll deal with that if and when it comes. Milk has been... I just can't talk about milk enough, guys. Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milks, high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Hey, you If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. All right, so very Notre Dame-like are the uniforms for Lena St. Thomas Aquinas with the dark blue jerseys, the white numerals and lettering, the gold helmets, the gold pants, the blue socks. McDonald, with those uniforms we had from last week, I did mention to Coach Maloney, had you asked me, I wouldn't go with those yellow numbers, but okay, they got the yellow pants, the white jerseys, the blue helmets, and yes, those difficult-to-read numbers, but we'll do the best we can again, right? That's all we can do. All right. Seth, are you ready?
I am. Yeah, Grant, this is great.
Grant, are you ready? We're going to trust that he is. Sam Everly, are you ready? He's our video producer, and yeah, the Max
Thumbs
will be
up.
Kicking. Cale Holm will be booting here for the Max as we get set here to bring this one to you.
Lucas Farley.
Coach Maloney talking defense. Understandably, that's a... There's the boot from Holm, and it's going to skip along at about the 11-yard line, be fielded, and on the far side, and... racing all the way past the 27, close to midfield. So a very good return for Lena St. Thomas Aquinas, coming from number 27, Lucas Heimke, the 5'11", 150-pound senior. So good return.
Yeah, and I'm going to point out something that a good friend of ours told me last night. This is for you, Karen. But she, you know, she said the kickoffs are going to be so important just because, you know, If we hold them back by the 30, we get them to third down, they're probably going to punt. Right now, they're already in four-down territory.
So to the 48-yard line, and first down again, Farley, the quarterback. Look out for Max Peterson. Farley going to take it himself. Again, he's their second leading runner, and he's already to the 45 and a seven-yard gain for Farley on first down.
These guys they, up front, they look beefy, you know. Yeah. I mean, they're put together a little bit, so we'll see what happens here. You know,
well, you were talking about
get some hits.
Number 99 is Colt Miller. He's their leading receiver. Seven balls on the year. 6'4", 215-pound offensive and defensive lineman. But yeah, playing some tight end as well. So second and three now for the Titans as they move left to right here on WOGO. Just underway in the state semifinal. And now from middle, Peterson, and he's going to get the first down. And the first down of the night, Max Peterson, number 22.
Yeah, just good tough running. Nothing special there. Just give him the ball and go. You know, and they're right now they're getting a pretty decent push.
And so Peterson on the season did have 1,400 yards, 9.1 per carry, 26 touchdowns. So second down, a big first down from the 42. And the handoff again, Peterson going to pound a go against that McDonald offensive line for only a couple of yards.
Yeah, good feeling right there by Eli coming up, making a play. And that's exactly what he's going to have to do all night long right there.
Right. So early on, a good kickoff return, excellent kickoff return, and then a good run by Farley. But now a second and eight, so the McDonald defense kind of stepping in here a little bit. Second down and eight, and Farley split backfield behind him. Peterson the one to be aware of. Instead, they're going to hand it off to 21. He's going to pound away for a couple of yards, and that is the lesser note. Sam Peterson, 5'8", 145-pound senior, 40 pounds lighter than Max is.
Yeah, big play right here. You know, they get another 2-3 yards just like they've been doing, and then it's fourth and very manageable, and you can bet they're going to go for it. So
Max
big play in here
two,
to get a stop.
And we'll give 3 yards that time, and it creates the third and five. And with the Petersons behind him, Farley under center. Look out for Farley to run himself. He's going to take it himself into the line, and the Max defense
nice play.
Swarming him. And a great job, Ryan Smisky, and also helping out there for McDonald, Caden Boos.
Yeah, Ryan just, you know, playing disciplined, and he tried to bounce it out a little bit, and Caden Boos up there, you know, attacking the lead blockers, and
great
makes
work.
It fourth and a lot harder. Yeah.
Great work right there by Ryan, shedding that initial block to kind of shut him down first.
Fourth and five. And now Farley's going to run it, and he's close to a first down. The Macs finally get him down. And
that's close.
With the tackle, Eli Stepp with the tackle. He had to get to the 32. It depends on the mark here. On a fourth down and five run, the Macs are pointing the other way, and they're going to come out for a measurement. Grant, how's it look to you? Grant, how's it look?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, all right. Yeah, tough to tell.
He might be a little short here.
Okay.
Depends on that mark for sure.
Hey, let's go. Keep going, baby. Let's go.
You guys got a green line for first downs on your programming yet?
yeah, right.
Or yellow line, whatever.
We'll have to work on it. Something for next year. Thank you, Seth. All right, stretch that chain out here. Waiting for the call.
He's going to be short. He's short.
All right, Grant with the early call. And
all right.
All right, an interruption on the Mac sideline, and it's Mac ball. First down, about the 32.
32-yard line. All right, good defensive stand there, you know. And you always kind of wonder, that first play, they got, you know, 5-6 yards, but McDonald defense able to settle in a little bit. And, it was 2-3 yards after that a play, so. Good job by the defense, and now let's see what we can get Dawson doing here.
Absolutely. So now Cale Holm and company, their first crack at the ball, first and 10 from the 32, 68 yards from pay dirt. Moulton, 6 touchdowns in each of the last two games. He has 12 touchdowns over the last two games, going for a school record in rushing, but more importantly, going for a title and a handoff. Moulton, and they're going to get him in the backfield. Ooh. And did he lose the ball?
He lost
the ball at the 35-yard line, and he fumbled. So Dawson Moulton on his first handoff, fumbling the ball, and they got to him, and they really penetrated severely there, Seth and Grant.
They did. He was waiting in the backfield for him. There was that's been a long time since Dawson's been hit like that behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that was a huge hit, right?
It was.
I think kind of wasn't a great block, and that just a huge hit.
All right, so from the 35-yard line now, Lena takes over. Lena Aquinas from the 35 yards. Fumble themselves. Loose ball on the ground. Who's got it? Is it McDonald?
Lena's going to have it. I think Lena's
going
to have it.
So Farley fumbling. So the second fumble. It's interesting, Grant, because last week we had the miss throughout the game, but we've had two fumbles here.
Yeah, I think it's probably a little colder than it was last night.
It is cold.
So,
we got tested that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's definitely. I got the gloves on this week.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't feel like I needed them last week.
So a loss of one to Farley, 3 carries for 6 yards on the night. And, that's the difference is McDonald lost a fumble, and Lena Aquinas keeps one. Second down and 11 as they go left to right. And they're going to hand it off, pounding into the line. Max Peterson holding that ball tightly as McDonald swarms him at about the 32-yard line.
And so far, pretty much, you know, right up the middle, you know, not straying too far from the tight end or the guards. It's pretty much straightforward. They haven't tested us on the outside yet.
We'll call it a gain of 4 for Max Peterson, their leading rusher. And so he's got 3 carries for 9 yards on the night. Creates a 3rd down and 7 from the 32. Need to get to the 25 for the first down. Farley keeping it himself. He's got it, trying to pick his hole, but the Macs say no, and they stand up strong on defense.
Great work by Mason there. He set the edge, and they wanted to get outside, and there was nothing doing that way.
Yeah, even our backside pursuit on that was just super fantastic, too. So that's good to see. You know, outside run, we stuffed it up pretty good. And once again, that's kind of what our DNs had to do last week, was just contain, and they did such a good job, too. So.
But at this place, they will for sure go for it on a 4th and 5. They did succeed on a play like this earlier, so we'll see how the Macs fare here. Or they came just short on the earlier 4th and 5. With 7:10 to go, first quarter again, both teams like to run, and now a lot of motion on both the left and the right, and they go to the pistol, a high snap, and oh, whoa, what a defensive play by the Macs!
Is that Ryan?
Ryan!
That was Ryan, yeah.
Wow.
He busted through the line, and what a play. One of the defensive plays of the season for the Macs on 4th and 5.
Oh, such a good play. Kind of a, it was a bad, it was a high snap, so he had to wait a little bit, and Ryan just crushed him.
He sure did. Wow. And so a big loss there. They tried to go to Farley. They needed to get to the 25 and a loss of 6 on the play. I don't know, sack? I mean, was he trying? He just got the ball and he got.
Yeah, just for
you
sure.
Say that a running play? Or I don't know what, how to
score. That would go down as a sack.
Yes.
As a sack. All right, sack minus 6. All right, McDonald now. Cale Holm, receiver in motion to the far side. Dawson Moulton, he's going to take it to the far side, and he's going to try to make up for that fumble earlier and get a first down and more. Moulton on that far sideline, determined and keeping those legs moving. Wow, and it's taking a number of Titans to bring him down.
Just shows the determination of Dawson, the way he's run all season long. Just so tough, and he got an extra 5 yards on that play just by keeping his legs going.
The Macs first down of the night. And that is a 16-yard run for Moulton, and it is a Ashley Construction first down, brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. Grant, real quick on that play, talk about that play, bringing him from along the sideline instead of from the back.
Yeah, that's a good way to get Dawson a head start, and then Dawson on the sideline, really good with his feet, staying in bounds, keeping the play going.
And they'll come the other way, and then a handoff up the middle, pounding for just a couple of yards this time, the Macs.
Yeah, good.
And Eli Stepp.
Yeah, it was a positive play there, a couple of yards, but hey, you know, we're not going to, I don't think we're going to be getting the chunks we were last night. I could be wrong, or last week,
yeah.
I could be wrong, but, you know, it's a little, you could just tell that there's just a little bit more here.
Clock moving middle of the. Already into the latter half of the first quarter. Max on the drive, 2nd and 8 now from the 46 of the Titans. Scoreless game. And the handoff off the right side. Moulton for a short gain. He gets a couple on that one.
Yeah, once again, good penetration by them. He was, I can't see which number he was.
That 20, was number 21.
21, yeah. He was in the backfield, and he didn't make the tackle, but he tripped him up.
And that is Sam Peterson, 5'8", 145-pound senior, one of 7 seniors for this club. And they give him only a gain of 1 on that play.
Yeah, so. And, you know, 145 pounds, that's not super big, but he's making an impact.
All right, 3rd and 7 from the Max now from the Titans, 45. Holm, pitch out, right side, Moulton, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, and knocked.
I think
still
we're coming
going.
Back for holding.
All right. You got to be a party pooper, don't you? All right, well.
That's a killer.
Yeah, it is a killer because everybody's marking. Did you see a flag?
There is a flag on the 45.
And we don't run that option play too often. I think the last time we run it.
Oh, that's a face mask on Lena, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Outstanding.
Yeah, I like that option play. We don't run it too often. I think the last time we run it was...
It feels dangerous to
me. Yeah, Cale, I think he lateraled it when he was like 5 yards past the line of scrimmage. But, yeah, good play.
So basically a 20-yard run, and they say half the distance to the goal. I don't really quite get that because it was at the 25, and now it's at like the 18. But, okay, McDonald ball in the red zone. 4:50 to go here in quarter number one. Holm fumbled the football, pitches it to Moulton. Moulton on the near side, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown McDonald, and they lead it 6-0.
Wow. You know, right now they are stacking the box, and they don't have an answer for our outside run. We've pretty much everything except for, I think, a run to Eli has been outside, and they haven't showed any ability to stop it.
After Dawson, Moulton runs for 20 yards for a first down. He runs for 18 yards for a touchdown. His 13th touchdown in the last 3 weeks, and now McDonald looked to be going for 2 here, Grant.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs. Got to score more points now.
All right. So Cale Holm, pitch out, right side, going in, spin move, touchdown. The 2-point conversion, and the Macs get it from Dawson Moulton, and they now lead it 8-0. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Macs Playoff Football.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
So McDonald gets a 20-yard run from Dawson Moulton for their second first down of the night. And then they get a little bit of a penalty. I put it down for 5 yards on Linus St. Thomas Aquinas. They said half the distance to the goal. It didn't come out to that. I don't know what that. But then you get an 18-yard touchdown run after a bit of a fumble by Cale Holm. Here's the kickoff. And much better coverage by the Max, getting him down inside the 30 this time.
Yeah, much better, much better.
And Caden Boos again.
Yeah, now if they get to third down, they're going to have to punt it, you know, if we can hold them in the first 10 to 20 yards here.
Grant, for somebody on the field, somebody who's been a player recently 4 years, boy, what does that mean to the team emotionally, that 8-0 lead?
It's just a huge confidence booster. We have the momentum, and everybody's fired up.
8-0 lead for the Max now. Farley under center. Handoff, Max Peterson. He'll run into that McDonald defense and maybe bobble the ball a little bit as he goes from the 29 to the... But again, a real good first down gain, Seth.
Oh, yeah. You got to be super happy with that run right there. So just it makes everything else way more manageable.
So Max Peterson, 17 yards rushing and creates a second and two. Second and short here from the 37. They're on the near side now. And the handoff, again, going to go Peterson. First down, and he's going to pound his way to about the 44. So the Max, this may be, other than Gilman, and I didn't see that game, but this may be one of the better runners we've seen all season. Right?
I think so, yep. And, you know, they're getting some push on us. And like that time, you know, I know Ryan made an awesome play on the series before, but he got moved out that time and opened up a hole.
All right, so another first down for Lena. That's their second of the night. Yes. And from the 45-yard line, running it, Farley stretching out, and the Max defense, the big guys all over him, a gain of maybe one on the play.
There we go, Bud.
Another
Bussy.
Yep, Bussy. That's exactly what you got to do right now when they're trying to run it outside, and Mason played that perfectly.
Yep. So after 2 8-yard runs from Max Peterson, they went with Farley.
And I feel like this is an offense that's got to at least get 2 to 3 a play. It doesn't. They don't do well with getting a stop like that.
Yeah, and they're not used to it. And second down and 9 now for Farley, and he's going to hand it to Max Peterson, cutting into that McDonald defense, but able to get another good chunk there. And so the Max having trouble with him at the initial point of contact.
Yeah, I honestly thought he was going to get tackled for maybe
like
a two-yard gain there.
It looked like
most.
It. And initially, and he goes for 6.
And he just looks very patient when he's running. He's just kind of weaseling his way through there.
Well, that's what we say about Dawson.
Yeah,
right?
Yep.
We complimented him with that last week. All right, so huge third down now for the Max. Third and 3 from the 48. Need to get to the 45. Max Peterson. No, it's going to be Sam Peterson. We're going to go, and Sam getting... close to that first down marker.
Yeah.
May have got it.
This time they're going to give it to
him.
Okay.
So a 3-yard run for Sam Peterson. He's got 2 carries for 6 yards and their third first down of the night. And the Titans, don't look down, but the Titans are moving.
They are. Just, you know, they're tough. They're tough up front. They're moving us around and getting to the second level, too.
First quarter's moving as well. Final 2 minutes and 10 seconds of this first quarter as Jake Farley under center. From the 45-yard line. He's going to take it himself to the left side, spin away from initial tacklers, but then not getting more than maybe 2 yards on the play.
Good disciplined football right there. Just the fact that we had players ready for that and they were there. They weren't biting on the run. And
call out some names if you want to on that. But, yeah, gain of two there for Farley. So
that was Caden with the initial stop.
Okay.
Yeah. Slowed him down.
So, again, they're doing a really good job on Farley. He's got 7 carries for 11 yards. So they're really bottling him up so far on the evening. Make it 6 carries for 11 yards. Creates a second down and 8. And the handoff, Max Peterson working his way through the defense, spinning, and it's going to take a whole bunch of Max to bring him down. Again, he's a big guy, big, strong guy, 185 pounds, 6 foot. And he gets very close to the first down.
I mean, just short.
Good tough running right there. And he kind of did a little spin and picking up yards.
Hard to not give him 8 because he is so close to it. I'm going to write it down as 8.
I think you're safe with that.
But
Mark,
he is just inches away at the 35, and so the Max defense being as tested by him as by any running back I've seen this year. You guys saw the Gilman game, or at least you did.
Yeah, but similar.
Yeah, second and inches now, third and inches. And the handoff, Max Peterson, good job on him this time. And is it going to be Sam? Sam Peterson, actually. Sam Peterson. So they go with Sam, and he gets the first down. But, again, he didn't even get a whole yard, but you got to give him something.
Yep.
So that's their fourth first down. So, Grant, what are you seeing from on this running game? What do the Macs have to do?
Well, I think our linebackers kind of got to fill a little bit better. The defensive line seems to be slowing them down pretty good, but it's after that first contact that they're picking up most of their yardage.
All right, so the Titans now, final 15 seconds of the first quarter. Farley under center. He'll hand it off to Max Peterson, pounding up the middle, and the Max do a good job to shut him down for the last play of quarter number one here at Steam Stadium at DC Everest High School, and that'll do it. Quarter number one in the books. It's McDonald 8 and Lena Aquinas nothing, but the Titans are driving, second and 8 when we come back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Winning, a rush of exhilaration. Winning, the triumph of victory. Winning, bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Second and 8 now. Coming to the line of scrimmage, the junior quarterback, Jake Farley, with Max Peterson and Sam Peterson, his running back. Max, the leader on this season, but Sam going to get this carry off tackle and work his way up close to the 30-yard line.
Not a lot going on, but I just feel like this team is fairly content with that. You know, it just seems like obviously they like to get more, but if they can get 2-3 yards of carry and go for it on fourth down, I think they're okay with that.
We have not had a pass in the first quarter. Grant, are you okay?
We'll see. As the game goes on, it might get worse, but it's fine right now.
All right. Here we go. And there's Max Peterson in the big 3rd and 5 handoff, stretching it out of the Max defense, able to hold. Great job on the talented Titans running back.
Great job. Grant, could you see who was that Eli in on that?
I did not see it. So
yeah.
No.
Yeah, great play. I think that was Eli getting off the top of the pile there, but way to fill.
They said Dawson Moulton a loss of 1. And running back on running back, it's 4th and 6 now, a huge play for the Max with inside of 11 minutes to go as Farley has tripped to the sideline to talk to his co-head coaches over there.
Yeah, you know, and if you're them, you feel like you really need this.
Yeah.
Because you go down 14-16 nothing.
Fourth and six, motion both ways, and they go to the pistol. Farley waits for it. He'll take it. Back to pass. He's going to fling one incomplete. It intended for Sam Peterson, and the one thing that stands out to me with that is this is a team that has not needed to pass this year, and now facing McDonald, they're needing to, and the Max defense holds.
Yeah, and we made it very uncomfortable for that quarterback. We got a lot of pressure in his face in a hurry, and yeah, they don't throw the ball much, and I don't think they throw it well.
That is only the 26th time this season.
Yeah, and if you only throw it 26 times, it's probably hard to get efficient at it.
And you don't need to, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you
know. Yep.
So, all right, 11-0, Athens, they beat them by 8. Everybody else, 24 points or more. And so now the Max takeover with 10.5 to go. Okay, well, I'm not the public address announcer, so. All right, so what happened here, Seth?
I was distracted, Mark.
I think some of the linemen might have got up to second level a little too early there.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, so we up. Was it Moulton or?
That was Dawson.
All right, and so Dawson, a bit of a loss on that play, an initial handoff, and a loss of 3 on the play for Moulton, who again racked up the big yards, 55 before that, and a touchdown. And now 2nd and 13, I formation behind Holm, who's under center. And now going to take it himself, Cale Holm. He's not going to raise running. Oh, my goodness. Out of bounds at the 45. Cale is not a runner. He has run it 10 times for 10 yards this year, 5 touchdowns, but more of the quarterback sneak by the end zone. How about that one, huh?
Yeah, not something you see often, especially for that many yards. So, hey, but it was the perfect read. You know, it was kind of that option, and Cale had nothing but green grass in front of him. So
it was
what he needed to do there, was just tuck it and run.
That looked to me, Grant, as if Coach Maloney had said there may be times where, you know, you can surprise him with a run, and he did.
Absolutely, and just a perfect read by Cale there. Very smart.
All right, right in front of us now here from our press box view is the Max with their third first down. Holm under center. Hands off. Moulton, spin move. He bounces to the outside, now to midfield. Now looking to cut back. Spinning again for a first down at about the 43-yard line. What a run by Dawson Moulton.
Yeah, great run, because they had him bottled up. I mean, they had him for maybe a 1 yard gain or maybe a loss there. And so that's got to be very frustrating for them, because there has been some plays where they've actually had him bottled up and he's been able to get out of them.
It does look like they're bringing a lot of pressure from their linebackers right now.
So we were at the 45, a 12-yard run from Moulton, and that gets him up to 64 on the night. Another Max first down, another Ashley Construction first down, and now from the 43, two-step drop. Holmes going to fling one. Luke Anderson's got the ball. Luke's going to go all the way in for a touchdown. McDonald leads it 14-0.
Yeah, good on-target throw right there. Luke had more than a couple steps on him, and I think that's just the one thing that, you know, we're like a two-headed monster here. You know, you try to bottle up our run game, but we got Luke on the outside, and he's been very impressive as of late.
I think that was a one-handed catch by Luke right there.
Ah!
did he have to do it one-handed, Grant?
He actually did. The corner was holding his right arm.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Well, I think Odell Beckham just had a birthday this week, so very fitting. So with 9:07 to go in the second quarter, the Max will go for 2 the second time tonight. Holm under center. Going to roll over to the right, and we've got flags and whistles. And
we were not set.
Okay. Now, we'll see what they do here, because it's going to be a much longer two-point conversion as they march off the first penalty of the night against McDonald, leading it 14-0.
The 7-yard line. We're going to kick it.
All right. Okay. So Cale will be the kicker on that one. They say the 7. Either the 7 or the 8-yard line. I don't know. Is it usually the 3 where you usually go for the 2-point
kicker?
Yes. Yes. So it'd be the 8-yard line. They put it at the 15. It's going to be a 25-yard kick for Holm. The ball is down. The boot is no good. Blocked. And that'll do it. All right, we'll take a one-minute break. Max lead at 14-0 here, second quarter. State semifinal, 8-player, WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
My dad used to say how sweet it is, and it is pretty sweet so here, so far for the Macs, who lead it 14-0, 9:07 to go, second quarter. Still early, but you gotta love it. There's the boot, and into the corner. It's gonna go out of bounds, and it'll be fielded. Hi, how you doing? Good to see you.
Coach Maloney told Kale to pick a side on that kick, and I think Kale took that a little bit too much. Took that too seriously.
Yeah.
All right, Grant, how about this start, and then Seth?
Fantastic. Great way to kind of establish what we want to do. And Luke Anderson did confirm for me that was a one-handed catch.
Of course it did. You know what? I'm just getting this feeling right now that it is critical for St. Thomas to score here, because I just don't think they have the offense that's going to score quick.
But I think that's where, you know, Coach Malley emphasized we got to play defense, because he knows this offense is just that mixture of run and pass, and the line that they have, right, is just dangerous. And there's a kick that's going to be fielded at the 30-yard line, again, up to about the 40 on the return.
Who's?
And it looks like number three for Lena St. Thomas Aquinas, and that is Carson Joyce.
Caden Booz made the tackle on that, I'm pretty sure, and I don't even think he knew that he made the tackle until he got up. He was getting blocked and kind of thrown down, and while he was, his foot hit the runner's legs and took him down. So good job, Caden.
Jake Farley, the junior quarterback, under center, split backfield behind him with the Petersons. And a handoff, Max Peterson there, ace in the hole, and boy, the Max defense all over him there.
Grant Soak up with the big tackle there.
All right, Grant.
You got to love it. It's a team effort, isn't it?
Yeah, and we'll see how this game goes, but, I mean, just having someone like Grant to come in and spell some of these players, because Ryan and Buss are going to be out there a good part of the game, and they're going to need a break.
Gain of one for Max Peterson. He's got 41 yards rushing on the night. Split backfield behind Farley, the junior quarterback, under center. He'll take it himself off the right side, but that Mac defense is just not allowing Farley to get the daylight he's used to.
No, they are not getting a push, even like they did the last series. I mean, it just seems like things have kind of changed a little bit here.
I'm going to give him a loss of one. It's back to the 40-yard line, so they've done a great job on him on the night as we check the stats, and he's just got 10 yards rushing on 7 carries. How about that? He came into this game with, 653 yards rushing, averaging 6 per carry and 10 touchdowns. So those are the numbers he's posted. Averaging 6 per carry, he's averaging less than 1.5 per carry. All right, for the Max. Third down and 10 now on their defense.
Oh, got that?
Got drawn off sides there.
It looks like the McDonald's.
That's got to be on number 11. That's got to be.
You think it's on the quarterback?
Yes, absolutely.
What did he do?
It was kind of like a snap infraction, but the center didn't really snap the ball.
Okay, so the quarterback was moving and the ball was still on the ground.
You're right, Grant. You got it. So you know the position. All right, so third and 15 now. And again, Seth, these Titans have not been in this position this season.
No, and I just don't think they have. I don't think they're going to throw the ball.
Wow, that's a very – well, they talked about different wrinkles, and this is one of those.
What is it? Is this one Statue guy, of Liberty or something.
He's going to run for his life, Farley, and it fired incomplete. Again, they've been a team that have been able to run over anybody.
Yep.
Even Athens, they beat 14-6, but against McDonald, just not able.
No,
to
they're not, and it doesn't appear that they have a passing game. It's kind of becoming glaringly obvious right now.
So Farley 0-2. That was, again, you know, the coach had said earlier, I don't know if he used the word gimmicks, but he said we put in some schemes.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
That was a gimmick there. All right, so there's a high punt. It's going to hit at the 37-yard line of McDonald, take a McDonald roll and be recovered by Aquinas, number 30, P.J. Finger, the sophomore. And so the Macs take over, leading it 14-0. They've done it on the ground with an 18-yard touchdown run by Moulton and done it through the air, a 43-yard touchdown pass to Luke Anderson. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Macs from Freeze Financial Group. Level 4, 8-player action. The winner goes to face the winner of the Gilman game and Oakfield going on tonight as well. And that'll be at Wisconsin Rapids, 1 o'clock next Saturday afternoon. But we got a long way to go. 7:37 to go, second quarter. Max looking to build on their lead. Cale home, I formation behind him. And he hands it off and step off to the races. The 40, the 35, the 30. Eli Stepp's going to go to the house. 62 yards, touchdown McDonald. It's 20-0.
Wow. That's you got to be able to stop that if you want to stay in a game.
And, that was a brilliant call. You go Moulton, and then Eli Stepp says, look what I got.
Yeah, look at the speed that I have, and he showed it off right there. There was nobody going to catch him. So good play calling, and he had a – I mean, it was a hole there. He barely got touched.
Well, on paper, you wouldn't have thought a blowout, but it is 20-0, and the Macs with the ball at the 3-yard line. With 7:27 to go. There was just 7:37, so that play took 10 seconds. But, wow, Eli Stepp, he had a gear.
He did. He did.
Grant, don't challenge him to a race, I don't think. All right, they're going to toss one, and it's completed for a two-point conversion, and the Macs get it into the end zone. Luke Anderson on the two-point conversion. Macs lead it 22-0 when we come back on WOGO Sports. This is Macs State Semifinal Football.
Nothing stands still, and neither do we. AI is changing the way we work. And at CVTC, we're making sure our students are ready.
We are integrating artificial intelligence through all of our program courses.
We're not just teaching tech. We're shaping leaders who will define the industries of tomorrow.
It's about efficiency. It's about effectiveness. It is about innovation.
Join us and discover how you can shape tomorrow's world with AI. Learn more at cvtc.edu/AI.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
I know we did it to Flambeau last week, 66-30, but did we really think the Macs could do this? And there's a miscue on the kick, and the Macs need to watch it. They need to recover the ball. What happened on the kick there?
Okay, he was. I don't think I've ever seen this before, so I don't honestly know what we're going to do here.
Go ahead and explain it.
Well, I mean, he went to kick, and he pretty much missed the ball.
I think he was probably going for either an onside kick or squib.
Yeah.
But the ball went backwards. That's the thing.
Right.
And so, it didn't go 10 yards, so.
No, it didn't go 10 yards. I don't get it. No, it didn't go 10
but
yards.
But, yeah, so Lena's going to take over right here. You know, on an onside, I guess you can't have any contact until it's gone 10 yards.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I guess it makes sense right there. They get the ball right where it was.
Well, we gave Flambeau a gift or two last week, so there's a gift.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, down 22-0. Lena, St. Thomas Aquinas, the Titans, and they're going to hike it to their big fella, and he's going to fling a pass incomplete off on the right side intended for Max Peterson. But this is unique, I guess, because you bring in the The big number 99, Colt Miller.
Yeah, I think they're at the point where they realize that they're gonna have to do something different.
Yeah,
right? You can't just keep going for one or two yards.
And I guess we saw Flambeau do this last week as well.
They're gonna have to start chucking the ball around, and I guess they feel that 99 is the one to do that.
Miller now. And he'll take it, and again, he's a bigger guy, and he can heave it, and he's going to heave one deep down the field and almost intercepted. And Luke Anderson out there, no, actually, that's Cale Holm, actually. So creates a 3rd and 10 now, and all of a sudden throwing it all around the lot here with Colt Miller. And I have to say, statistically, I just didn't pay a lot of attention to that in terms of his passing numbers. They did have, you know, again, 25 passes for Farley, their starter.
I'm surprised he hasn't tried running it, or he didn't try running it on that play,
right,
just to see what he could get.
He's a very big guy.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
So 3rd and 10 now, and now they bring Farley back under center after those two passes come up short. And the pitch out, Max Peterson. Peterson going to come up short of the first down, but a game of about 6 or so.
And maybe, you know, maybe they just did that to just, we're gonna try, so you're not just playing the run so much.
Yeah.
We're going to try loosening the game up a little bit.
So Peterson, a gain of 6. He's got 47 yards rushing on the night. It's another big 4th down here for the Titans. 4th and 4 from the 31. They need to get to the 27. The Max defense looking to hold here, leading it 22-0. Farley under center. The Petersons pitch out to Max Peterson. The far side, the Max are all over him. Ryan Smisky and company get the stop. Caden Boo's over there.
Yeah, just a gang of McDonald defenders on that play. There was absolutely nowhere for him to go.
Max will take over, so golden opportunity provided, and not able to even get a first down for the Titans as the clock ticking, 6:36 to go here in this first half.
You know, and when this game first started, these guys, you know, it looked like, hey, these guys are got some good athletes and stuff, but I think they're just so one-dimensional that Flambeau could throw the ball. He had a lot of drop passes, but they could throw the ball.
From the 32-yard line, Max 68 yards from the score. Cale Holm off on the left side. He's going to get it out to Luke Anderson.
That's Isaac Crawford.
Isaac Crawford, thank you.
Luke's taking a break. He got kind of banged up on defense.
Okay.
He's back in now.
Okay.
All right, from the 32 out to the 40. So, again, Isaac Crawford, I don't know if I had him in my stat sheet here for receivers. I had down Luke and, we'll add him gladly. And so number one, Isaac, just a junior, of course, but terrific athlete and worked through some injury challenges, not kicking now like he was earlier in the season, but Cale 2 for 2 through the air here, and now a 2nd and 2 after that 8-yard gain. I formation behind him, and we got a whistle and a flag.
I think it's going to be a false start on Luke.
Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. All right, so a 5-yard penalty on the Max, and for the night, that's 10 yards in penalties. Again, Max looking to play in the title game, want to get there for the 8 player next Saturday, 8 days away in Wisconsin Rapids. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. We'd be on the air at 12:35. There's the pitch out to the near side, and weaving his way, and Moulton to the 45, and he's brought down about the 40-yard line. Another McDonald first down, and a big run by Moulton.
Yeah, I think it was Justin Quall out there, and he just had a fantastic block on that and pretty much sprung Dawson open. So great play by Justin there.
So from the 35-yard line, he is going to be marked down at the 42, a 23-yard run for Moulton. He's got 87 yards rushing. We heard from the coach earlier, besides a state title, he'd like to become the all-time leading rusher. I don't know who holds that. I know Isaac Riva racked up a lot of yards back in the day, and I've been doing McDonald football for longer than I care to remember. 6 minutes to go here, middle of the second quarter, 22-0 McDonald. Pitch out, and then the fake, and then they're going to come back to the near side and bursting this. Eli Stepp again is going to take one, running all the way. Eli Stepp to the house, touchdown. 42 yards, his second touchdown of the night. Max lead it 28-0.
Another great run. And once again, our running back in Eli able to get to the second level just so fast. And they had some defenders down the field, but with Eli's speed and shiftiness, trying to tackle him out in open space, pretty much impossible.
The Macs want Gilman. They want that state title. They'll take whoever the opponent is, but if it's Gilman, the one team able to beat McDonald early this year, they're going to try to make it 30-0 going for the two-pointer. But how about Eli Stepp? It's so easy to get overlooked when you're in the backfield with Dawson Moulton, a 42-yard touchdown run. What a tandem they make. And the Macs not going to successfully get that two-point conversion, but still they lead it 28-0. When we come back in a minute on WOGO Sports, this is Max State Semifinal Football.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
You know, Seth and Grant, I don't know about you, our video producer, Sam Aberle, but all these points are warming me up.
Yeah, they are. They are. It doesn't, when I first got up in this box, even that breeze was coming through. I was like, oof, gonna be a long one, but no.
Some people turn to liquor to warm up. We don't need that. We just need points.
We just need points, yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Grant, warming you up down there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty fun when we get to run around the sideline.
Oh, yeah. From the 10-yard line now, and here is the return out past the 26, and we'll identify that player for the Titans is number 2, Lucas Farley, the freshman, presumably younger brother of the junior quarterback, Jake Farley.
Looked like Caden Boose in on the tackle again on a kickoff. Caden just getting it done on kickoff team.
Caden is a guy to watch for the defensive player of the game tonight.
All right. And now, first and 10 from the 28-yard line, 72 yards from the score, being shut out, 28-0. Again, remember, their closest game was over Athens, winning 14-6 in the playoffs in level 2. And there's the run to Max Peterson, the outside. And the Macs are loving defense right now. They're loving life on the McDonald sideline.
Yeah, there's just nowhere to go. They're filling so fast. And their blockers can't even get out and begin to establish.
No gain. No gain for Max Peterson. I'm going to still say that's the 28. I guess they said one on the scoreboard, so we'll give them that. We'll be generous.
Generous.
Talking to Bryce, the AD, he said a lot of folks real glad Wogo's here tonight, so we appreciate that. People comforted at home in front of the fire watching the game here. And, running it into the secondary and off to the races, Max Peterson using it out of the Wildcat. He took the snap, and he's going to go. Cale Holm brings him down to the 10-yard line. But Peterson from the 29 to the 10, a 61-yard run.
Oh, that was good. He got to the second level, and there was just nobody around. I think we had sold out, and there was no help. But the fact that Cale stuck with that
and was able
to bring him down,
that
just blows my mind.
Yeah, we kind of
good job, Cale.
We kind of undersell his athleticism.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's the speediest of guys, but he showed something there.
Yeah, he did. All right, so first, that's another first down for Lena, and their fifth of this first half as 4:35 left in it. And now Wildcat again, and they're going to get Max Peterson this one, and a flag is down. So
that's going to be a legal procedure by the offense.
Grant, do you think on the Wildcat in the last play, first time they used that, again, we think about the interview I had earlier with the Lena coach, Coach Lang, about schemes, gimmicks. But, you know, it's fine, Wildcat. But that first time, you think McDonald just kind of caught off guard by it?
I think we were there. We probably just over-pursued a little bit too much, and it was a really nice cutback by the running back.
Yeah, and he's good. He's good.
Very quick, very shifty.
No, he's a penalty against Lena.
And, right, you know, their coach said at the beginning of the game, we cannot have penalties.
Right, he did. And, he said they had more penalties the last 2 weeks than the whole season. Mm-hmm.
But the games get bigger. And
right.
You know.
All right, first and goal from the 15-yard line for, let's see if they go, no, Wildcat this time. Jake Farley, the junior quarterback under center. And he's going to get it to number 27. He's going to dash in for a touchdown. He's somebody we had not seen much of. Lucas Heimke, we saw him, I think, on the initial kickoff return. Heimke, the 5'11", 150-pound senior, takes it in from 15 yards out. And the Titans are on the scoreboard with 4:14 left in the half, trailing 28-6.
Yeah, they that time our end was not able to contain, and Isaac not able to step up from the corner spot and shut that down.
So now they will go for two as well. Farley under center, back to pass, looking. He's going to fire one. He's got his receiver, and he gets the two-point conversion and gets it off to number 30, P.J. Finger, the 6'1", 175-pound sophomore. 28-8, so the Titans come through. 4:14 left in the half. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max State Semifinal Football.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Wirzgala installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
Lighten up the scoreboard, 28-8. McDonald had the first 28, and the Titans of Lena Aquinas get one there. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our Wogo Sports social media channels. Follow Wogo Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Here's the boots, and Heimke, who scored the touchdown, is going to kick it to the 15-yard line. Max going to return it. Dawson Moulton out past the 30, and they'll finally bring him down, gang-tackling him down.
He was close to breaking that. I don't think it looked close, but
I think
just one more block, and he would have been standing in the end zone in about a second.
Yeah. The technicians at your local employee-owned Kurth Heating and Cooling are the experts when it comes to keep your home comfortable all throughout the year. Kurth Heating and Cooling. And fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. His daughter, Tori, joined us in our volleyball coverage this fall, did a great job. And she joins him in the Check Law practice as well. From the 32 now, the Max leading at 28-8, but the leader goes from 28-20. And now the handoff on the near side, and Dawson Moulton racking up more yards as he gets it from the 32 to the 46 of the Titans, where it'll be a McDonald first down.
Yeah, we
make it the 47.
They're very vulnerable on the outside. They're not able to flow and get out there, and we're able to hook them and hook the ends, and we've had a lot of room on the outside all night.
Yeah, it seems like it. It seemed like if there were some stops early, they have subsided, and so a big first down, a big gain. So the Max from the 47, Moulton now over 100 yards rushing, and firing the pass off on the far side, and that's going to be Luke Anderson getting it inside the 40, and a nice first down gain on that one.
Yeah, if we can do that, a couple times a drive, that's a great play right there. And one of these times, Luke's going to break one.
We have the Kelm, defensive player of the game, and we heard look out for Caden Boots. But how about Cale Holmes as one of the players of the game? We've had so many, right? I mean, Cale's 3 for 3, but he chased down the runner defensively.
You've got Eli Stepp, two long touchdown runs. Dawson Moulton, I mean, you know.
Yeah, we're spreading it out tonight, and that's good to see.
And the offensive and defensive line's been outstanding. Holm has lots of time. He's going to fling one down the field and diving incomplete, and lots of flags are thrown there. Grant, what did you see?
Passing. If guy just didn't turn around to play the ball.
Yeah, didn't turn around, and that's the right call there. And the biggest thing that I take away from that play, though, was the amount of time that Cale had to throw the ball. He was able to look right, look left, and go through all his progressions there. Not that we have a lot of them, but
Eli Stepp, the intended receiver, caught three balls for 120 yards, so they do bring him out from time to time. A 40-yard average, pretty nice, all the way to the 24. So
that was definitely a penalty, but Eli did do a good job of selling it, kind of at the point of the contact, kind of flopped just a little bit, made it look extra penalty like.
Okay. So there is even acting in high school football, you're saying?
Absolutely.
All right. So now the Macs from the 24-yard line just outside the red zone, 2:51 left in the half, leading it 28-8. Home under center, pitch out to Moulton. It's going to be a reverse going the other way, and there goes Isaac Crawford. And he lost the ball. Ooh. And it goes out of bounds. Oh, my.
Not something we run a lot is reverses. Nice little wrinkle there, but it wasn't going to get too much, and the fact that he fumbled it at the end, not what you want to see.
Crawford, second carry of the night for Isaac. He caught a ball. That's his first carry of the night, a gain of three on that one. All right, from the 21, second and seven, as the clock now at 2:44 left in this second quarter. Pitch out on the near side, Moulton, the 20, the 15, down about the 11-yard line. So there's another McDonald first down at the 11.
I think the sweeps are working for the Macs so well tonight because they're blitzing so many backers up the middle that there's not as many guys to help on the outside runs.
They're going to say he went out at about the 13, so call it an 8-yard gain for Moulton. Put him at 116 for the night, and the Macs, their seventh first down. Maybe, let's see. I know they got maybe the eighth first down because I think the pass interference penalty. 2:36, keeping our eye on the clock. 20-point lead as Titans did get on the scoreboard. First and 10 from the 13. Pitch out. Moulton, they're going to fake the reverse. Moulton's going to keep it himself. The 10. Cutting, still going. And then, they smother him defensively with about the 6 or so. And among those tacklers is credit number 6 that time. And that is Luke Kozlowski, the 5'10", 160-pound junior, in on the play. And so we had from the 13 down to the 6, and a gain of 7 for Moulton puts him at 123 for the night. So McDonald knocking on the door of another touchdown at the 2-minute mark here in this second quarter, 2nd and 3 from the 6-yard line. Holm under center. That one-step drop, he fires one, completed, and into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald.
Looks like Luke.
It is Luke, yep.
Luke Anderson yet again for the Macs.
That slant play, it's just, you know, Grant, even when you were there, just kind of one of our bread and butter plays, and Luke is running it to perfection right there.
Absolutely, and we also mixed in a little wrinkle for us. We did a hard count there to start. We don't usually do that, so that was cool to see.
Second touchdown catch for Anderson, his third of the night. He's caught three balls for 57 yards and two touchdowns. A lot of guys with a really good night.
Yeah, really spreading it around tonight. It's good to see.
Go for the two-point conversion. Holm is going to hand it off to Eli Stepp, and he's going to get into the end zone for the two, and the Macs get 8 on the board. 6 plus 2 is 8. 36-8. Macs match that biggest lead of the game at 28. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Macs Playoff Football.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Is it just me, or I don't understand some of the music jams going on during the breaks here at the game? But, okay, the kickoff from home and fielded just past the 20-yard line, and it's going to be Lena Aquinas football, 1:43 left in the half. Seth, Grant, important for the Max to answer there, huh? I mean, after the Titans had put eight on the board, nice to get that lead back to 28.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to give anybody, you know, any hope. So, you know, in this type of game. So, hey, if we can answer that, and we'll get our defense back on track, I have no doubt about that.
All right, Farley from the pistol. He'll take it. Back to pass. He's in a rifle, and he's got a receiver, Sam Peterson, on the far side, a gain of six or so. First completion for Farley on the night.
And I, you know, the other thing was that kickoff, the kick that went backward there. We spotted him a lot of yards.
Right, yeah. So they're going to say the 31, so a gain of seven on that first completion. And Sam Peterson, the receiver, again, 5'8", 145 pounds, caught two balls for 26 yards. This is his third catch of the season. Second and three. From the pistol again, Farley incomplete here on the near side to Max Peterson. He's 1 for 4 in the passing department tonight.
And he was open. He had some room, you know, just a little bit better ball, and they might have had something there.
Holly Bovee of Caldwell Banker Penaiza Realtors has been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley for 25 years. You can call her at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. All right, third down and three. They need to get to the 34. And we've got a timeout called by the offense. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Currently, the junior quarterback runs for the first down for the Titans. And they'll keep it a gain of four on the play for Jake Farley. And he's got 14 yards rushing on the night. Their sixth first down. Clock ticking now. 1:27 left until halftime. And a bit of a delay. And, okay, from the 35, still 65 yards from pay dirt. 84 seconds left in the half. Farley rifles one incomplete over the middle. Again, he's a junior quarterback, Seth, and I don't want to be harsh on him. He's a very talented runner, but they are so run heavy, and he is a talented runner. But McDonald's bottled him up tonight. That's been key.
Yep.
Max Peterson did get free one time when he was in the Wildcat, but through the air, he's 1 for 5 for 7 yards.
Yeah, and it's just not something he's had to do, and he's also right. thrown a fair amount of picks, so probably not something he's super comfortable doing either. Yeah. And it looks like he's splitting out at wide receiver.
All right, so
one.
Back to Colt here. Miller again, the big tight end, and the Max are eager to get after him, and now flags are there. And Eli Stepp maybe had got across pretty quickly.
Yeah, either that or he made the O-line a little jumpy.
It's going to be on Eli.
Okay, all right, yep. And I bet you that they have a call in 99 back at quarterback, Eli, just go. You know, I don't think he's going to run away from anybody.
Penalty-wise, the Max 15 yards to 30 for Lena Aquinas on WDOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Just after 8 o'clock, thanks to Gavin Bovey back at our WDOGO studios and our Sam Everly, our video producer, with me, Mark Halverson, and the Smiskies, Seth, Dad, and Grant on the sidelines.
Eli caused the false start there on Lena.
Okay, got him back, huh?
Yeah, showing blitz, and they got a little jumpy. So,
all right. Well, again, it's a complete package: offense, defense, special teams. Had a little bit of a special teams weakness in the early part. Max didn't have to pay for that, but leading comfortably, 36-8. Still got football, but the Max not far from a running clock, and Lena Aquinas has got to know that here. So this is an important possession here, right before the half. Colt Miller is going to fire one, and it's nearly intercepted. Is it intercepted? The Max are saying they picked it off. Isaac Crawford is saying he's got it. What's the thought there, Grant?
Ref's going to call it incomplete.
Okay.
And I think I agree with that.
Well, Isaac trying to sell it the best he could there.
So it's not only acting, but sales is a part of high school.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, you learn a lot in football. Team bonding, sales, little acting, if you want to maybe pursue that.
Survival.
Survival, there you go. Yeah, last week felt more like a survival game with some of those big hits that that both teams had.
Oh, yeah. It was, even Coach said, and you know, talked about some of the chippiness. So from 1-12 now, from the 35-yard line, it's 3rd and 10. And who's kind of rotating quarterbacks? It's back to Jake Farley. Farley, the junior, is going to heave one, and this is going to be intercepted by Dawson Moulton. He's got about at least 3 interceptions on the season, and there's another one.
Yeah, just a short throw, and a lot of times on that short throw the receiver can go back to the ball and it's advantageous to them, but that time Dawson, he just had too good a position on that ball and came down with it.
So Farley with the interception there.
It was thrown inside. If it would have been thrown more towards the sideline, I think the receiver maybe could have come down with that.
At this point, I'm certainly, you know, the Max tried to run out the half at the same time. They got 1 minute and 5 seconds. They'd love to get another touchdown before halftime.
Oh, for sure.
Great opportunity to work on the hurry-up offense.
What if you get this up to a running clock before halftime? Back to pass, Holm. He's going to assess the situation. Fires. He's down the field, and he's got his receiver. Is that Crawford? And to the 30-yard line, and a big 35-yard gain for the Max. Anderson again. All right.
And once again, the one thing that is standing out is, I mean, Kayla's sitting back there eating a sandwich and just kind of gazing around. He's got so much time.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So from the 30-yard line, so inside of a minute, clock stopping, 55 seconds. Yet another McDonald first down, their 9th of the night unofficially. And, really backbreaking here for the Titans to give up such a big play. And now McDonald, their offense has been so explosive. And Eli Stepp motion a bit, and then he's going to come back, and then the fake, and Cale Holmes going to run all the way to 20, the 15. What a run. We're seeing Cale Holmes' athleticism tonight, a 15-yard run. And the Max opponent next week, if they get there, are going to have another dimension to be concerned about.
Yeah, Cale, that was a broken play, and he just did a great job of making something out of nothing.
Okay, in my mind, I was like, I don't think we've run that before, and I'm not sure why we're showing it. But, broken play. Maybe we want to stick that one in the playbook, Grant.
He has 2 runs for 28 yards on the night, though. All right, so from the 15-yard line now, the clock at 47 seconds left. here on WOGO as we've got a bit of a break in the action. Don't forget highlights and stats at halftime. Update you on any other games we can. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. They really, really crank up the PA here, the music during
the
breaks.
They do. You know, right now, we can do anything we want. You know, I mean, outside run, inside run, throw the ball, run the ball with the quarterback. It's got to be really tough on this defense.
47 seconds left in the half from the 15-yard line. Cale Holm, I formation behind him. Step the up back. Going to get it. Eli Step, third touchdown of the night. He's in. A 15-yard touchdown run in the max. Lead it now, 42-8, a 34-point lead.
And that time the middle was wide open. You know, you try beefing up the outsides a little bit, maybe thinking they're going to throw, and we run it up the middle with Eli.
Well, that just looked, just amazingly open. And now all they need is one to get it to a running clock for the second half. And again, McDonald will receive to start the second half. So we don't even need to ask Grant. I can remember that tonight. So going for two. Here are the max. And flags are thrown before the play unfolds.
It's going to be a false start on Justin.
All right.
You know, things like that, though, you got to clean it up a little bit. You know, if we're going for two and we really need this
week. I feel like this game has been less messy than last week.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of, you know, miscues and we had – obviously, they got the ball and that errant kick that we'd not ever seen anything quite like before. But
felt like last week there was a lot more emotions. A lot.
Interesting. Yeah, maybe. Taking care of business, 42-8. Holm going to fire one and get it in there. Luke Anderson got it, and the two-point conversion. He's been Mr. Reliable, and the max go up 44-8, I believe, right? That was 2 points. They only gave him one on the scoreboard. We'll see if we can get that squared away. 43 seconds left in the half. Max lead it convincingly here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Sometimes here on our WOGO Live video stream, we're kind of like the NFL, you know, when they'll show you the action, but the commercials on the side, because Sam Everly providing the pictures there. But we were just coming back from radio break. And again, wow. We wondered, could the Max, you do something with just over a minute? Absolutely. They could score another touchdown. Again, 44-8, McDonald. Again, this is an undefeated team, and they fumble, they bobble it, and McDonald chasing after it, and Heimke couldn't hold it, number 27, and it's McDonald football on the turnover.
Trying to see here who's on top of that there.
Caleb Leet,
all right.
Wow, and now McDonald could push that even greater. They lead by 36, the final 7 seconds, playing an undefeated team here in the state semifinal.
Time out,
McDonald's. And the Max take a break. We'll take a half a minute break. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald football team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Reese Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
Yeah.
The Mets get it back on a lost fumble. Only 7 seconds left in the half when action resumes. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Final 7 seconds of the half. And here are the Macs from the 19-yard line. One play. Holm back to pass. He throws it to Luke Anderson in the end zone. Incomplete. Still 2 seconds. Oh, they just run the clock out. All right. That'll do it. One half in the books. It's 44-8, the Macs. We're back in 3.5 minutes. This is Macs Playoff Football on WOGO Sports, trying to get to next Saturday's title game.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over 2 decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
At halftime, it's McDonald 44 and Lena St. Thomas Aquinas 8. Hard to believe, but that's the score here at halftime of this state semifinal level 4 8-player football game. The winner goes to the
Championship next Saturday at Wisconsin Rapids against the winner of Gilman and Oakfield. And they both won convincingly last week. Gilman 36-0 over North Crawford, and Oakfield 38-0 over Sevastopol as well. All right, well, compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. So 44-8, and McDonald gets the ball to start the second half. So there's immediately a running clock, and then Max with a chance to build on that and cushion it.
Yeah, I'm up for that. You know, we got an hour and a half drive back Chippewa, so
let's run it. You think in terms of keeping everybody healthy, the worst thing would be get anybody hurt.
Yeah,
anybody
sorry, I was a little selfish there. I was thinking about my drive home, but
I understand.
We don't want anybody getting hurt.
No. But and so 44-8 and getting the ball back. And so, Grant, are you with us in the sidelines?
I am, yes.
Your thoughts, we see the huddle, McDonald over here. From our vantage point, they look pretty loosey-goosey right now. So what might Coach Maloney be saying here?
You just got to come out in the second half and just kind of stomp on their necks. You know, you cannot give them any life. You can't let them think they can, you know, get a stop, score a touchdown. You can't turn the ball over. You just got to stick to what you're doing. And I do have a score update for the Gilman Oakfield game. It was 8-6. Gilman was up at halftime. Oakfield, it's Oakfield, right?
Right.
Yeah, they scored the first touchdown, then Gilman answered, and I guess Oakfield's moving the ball, but they're kind of turning the ball over in Gilman territory right now.
So fascinating. Again, as this unfolds,
You know, it just kind of judging by those scores and stuff we saw last week, it kind of sounded like it was going to be a slugfest down there, some really good defenses.
Well, again, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but the Macs were in pretty comfortable position right now, like bathrobe and slippers comfortable. And so for McDonald, and I was asking you because I didn't see the Gilman game. You did. And now, Grant, did you see the Gilman-McDonald game?
I did, yes.
Okay, so let me get both of you to weigh in on that. What was it? You said Gilman was so physical. McDonald got up 12-0.
That is the one thing that really stood out to me was their physicality. Like, they were there, and they just flowed well to the ball. You know, we've played them so much. They're very well coached. Sometimes it seemed like they knew what was coming before we even did. Like, they were meeting us, you know. So we had a few things go wrong in the second half that really kind of deflated us. So I don't know. It's gonna be good.
Grant, what were your thoughts on the Gilman McDonald game that was many weeks ago, but still the one blemish on McDonald's season?
I think that Gilman just dominated both sides of the ball when it came to the line of scrimmage. We weren't able to get much going running the ball, and they were kind of gashing us up front. And at times, we looked extremely unorganized, but I think that we've kind of shored up the offensive and defensive line for sure in the last couple games on offense. Everything has been almost flawless.
So let me ask you, Grant, I mean, in terms of these guys would just love to get to Saturday at Rapids, afternoon game, state championship for eight player, but I mean, if Gilman or Oakfield, right now, Gilman a 2-point lead. Either way, they take either one. But
yeah, absolutely. And I think part of, I know that these guys, that hurts that Gilman lost. And they do definitely want another shot at them. And it's kind of like the Lakers and the Celtics back in the day when the Rockets ended up playing the Celtics in the championship. The Celtics kind of felt like they were one guy said that they felt like they were dancing with the wrong girl at prom.
Yeah. You watched the same Netflix documentary I did, I think.
There's some good ones on there.
Yeah, right.
I love those sports
exactly.
ones.
Exactly. All right. Well, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire, Lake Halley, and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. We'll take another 2-minute timeout when we come back. Some of the highlights from the first half, and we got a lot of them here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
Nothing stands still, and neither do we. AI is changing the way we work. And at CVTC, we're making sure our students are ready.
We are integrating artificial intelligence through all of our program courses.
We're not just teaching tech. We're shaping leaders who will define the industries of tomorrow.
It's about efficiency. It's about effectiveness. It is about innovation.
Join us and discover how you can shape tomorrow's world with AI. Learn more at cvtc.edu/AI.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Halftime, our score 44-8. McDonald here on WOGO Sports. Our coverage of this level 4 8-player football game. Quick check of stats in the first half. Dawson Moulton, 123 yards rushing, including a 18-yard touchdown run. But Eli Stepp, the touchdown maker in this first half, guys, as he had touchdown runs of 62, 42 and 15 yards. He had four carries, three of them touchdowns.
It's not a bad night.
No, it's not. Luke Anderson threw the air. He had four catches for 92 yards and two touchdowns. He had some two-point conversion catches. And, yes, the first one was one-handed. So, again, the Max defense has been stellar as well. And as we turn to our highlights, the first one is the defense. All right, what did we do wrong? Oh, I know. Yeah, if you're going to play the highlight, Halverson, you got to put the right cord in. All right. Take two here on the highlight from the first half. Yards on the night. Creates a third down and seven from the 32. Need to get to the 25 for the first down. Farley keeping it himself. He's got it, trying to pick his hole, but the Macs say no, and they stand up strong on defense.
Great work by Mason there. He set the edge, and they wanted to get outside, and there was nothing doing that way.
Yeah, even our backside pursuit on that was just super fantastic too. So that's good to see. You know, outside run, we stuffed it up pretty good. And once again, that's kind of what our DNs had to do last week, was just contain, and they did such a good job too. So,
but that the 18, but okay. McDonald ball in the red zone. 4:50 to go here in quarter number one. Holm fumbled the football, pitches it to Moulton. Moulton on the near side, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown McDonald, and they lead it 6-0. And now.
Absolutely, and just a perfect read by Kale there. Very smart.
All right, right in front of us now here from our press box view as. The Macs with their third first down. Holm under center. Hands off. Moulton spin move. He bounces to the outside. Now to midfield. Now looking to cut back. Spinning again for a first down at about the 43-yard line. What a run by Dawson Moulton.
Yeah, great run because they had him bottled up. I mean, they had him for maybe a one-yard gain or maybe a loss there. And so that's got to be very frustrating for them because there has been some plays where they've actually had him bottled up and he's been able to get out of them.
Another Ashley Construction first down, and now from the 43, two-step drop. Holmes going to fling one. Luke Anderson's got the ball. Luke's going to go all the way in for a touchdown. McDonald leads it 14-0. It's another big fourth down here for the Titans. Fourth and four from the 31. They need to get to the 27. The Max defense looking to hold here, leading it 22-0. Farley under center. The Petersons pitch out to Max Peterson. The far side, the Max are all over him. Ryan Smisky and company got the stop.
back in the day, and I've been doing McDonald football for longer than I care to remember. 6 minutes to go here, middle of the second quarter, 22-0 McDonald. Pitch out, and then the fake, and then they're going to come back to the near side and bursting this. Eli Stepp again is going to take one, running all the way. Eli Stepp to the house, touchdown. 42 yards, his second touchdown of the night. Max lead it 28-0. Hey. So McDonald knocking on the door of another touchdown at the two-minute mark here in this second quarter, second and three from the six-yard line. Home under center. That one-step drop, he fires one, completed, and into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald.
Looks like Luke.
It is Luke, yep.
Luke Anderson yet again for the Max. Lena Aquinas has got to know that here, so this is an important possession here right before the half. Colt Miller is going to fire one, and it's nearly intercepted. Is it intercepted? The Macs are saying they picked it off. Isaac Crawford is saying he's got it. What's the thought there,
Ref's going to call it incomplete.
Throw, and it's got to be really tough on this defense.
47 seconds left in the half from the 15-yard line. Cale Holm, I formation behind him. Step the up back. Going to get it. Eli Step, third touchdown of the night. He's in. A 15-yard touchdown run in the Max. Lead it now 42-8. A third. Yeah, maybe. Taking care of business 42-8. Holm going to fire one and get it in there. Luke Anderson got it. And the two-point conversion. He's been Mr. Reliable. And the Max go up 44-8. And that is our halftime score here. They put another 3 minutes on the clock. We'll take another two-minute timeout. Come back with the second half of football with McDonald in complete control. They'll receive the kickoff when we come back in 2 minutes. This is Max Level 4 Playoff Football.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Wirzgala installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
River Country Co-op, proud to support our community. Download the River Country Co-op app for savings. And remember to gas up at the River Country Co-op Spirit Pump on River Street in Chippewa Falls, where a percentage of every sale goes toward McDonald Athletics. All right, second half, we're approaching it, 44-8. The Max, Seth, your thoughts as we head into the second half here?
Well, you know, before the game, or, you know, this week, I heard that that St. Thomas didn't pull. okay? They didn't pull anybody. They didn't pull any guards or anything like that. They just run the ball at you.
Yeah.
And they just haven't been able to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's anything they can do at this point.
Right.
You know, so our defense is just too stout up front. So we just keep doing what we're doing, and we're going to be just fine.
All right, Grant, your thought as we head into the second half here?
Just be solid. Don't make any mistakes. Let's play a clean second half of football and be healthy for next week.
All right. Coach Maloney coming up at the post game. Our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. A lot of those highlights are heard from the first half. We'll see if we add to them at all here. Again, going to be a running clock to start. 12-minute third quarter, 12-minute fourth quarter. And here's the boot from Heimke. He'll kick it onside kick, and it's going to be recovered by the Macs. They kind of lunged across that 50-yard line, but able to get it is one of the guys on the hands team for McDonald. Do we have a player on that one?
That was Big Mason Bussey.
That was Bussey showing some hands, which is, well, you know, I watched Mason Bussey do a little 7-on-7 one time.
Backyard football.
Yeah. And, you know, I think he dropped probably more than he caught. So
His hands kind of remind me of bricks every once in a while. Yeah. But that was soft hands right there.
But he does play basketball, too.
He does.
All right, from the 49-yard line of the Titans, 11:24, and the clock is rolling, home with an I formation behind him. Hand off to Dawson Moulton, and he'll pound for about a yard and not much more.
Good tackle there by Lena St. Thomas. Nope, 99 there. And, you know, that's kind of what they showed more of the first two series we had the ball. They were getting some tackles for minimal gains.
In fact, back it up to no gain, so leave him at 123 yards rushing on the night for Moulton and the 118-yard touchdown run. So second down and 10 from the 49. Yeah, so 20. Okay, Gilman up 22-8, 22-6. Thank you. Gilman's up 22-6, so they're on their way. And speaking of on their way, racing down the sideline, Moulton down to about the 12-yard line. So they stopped him the first down, but couldn't do it on the next play, and a big 37-yard run for Moulton.
Yeah, once again, Dawson just showing off his speed, and our offense getting downfield and getting some blocks, and away we go.
Say he went out at the 15 from the to a 34-yard run, so he's got 157 yards rushing on the night, and the 11th first down for the Macs. Had a fan come up and showing me the thank you for that, and showing me Gilman now extending their lead to 22-6 over Oakfield. So could it be a battle of the teams that met earlier this year, Gilman McDonald? It seems to be that way on this frigid Friday night in Wisconsin. Inside of 10 minutes to go in this third quarter, and Moulton's going to get smothered this time for no gain, maybe a loss of one on the play.
Yeah, Lena St. Thomas just getting some good penetration there and able to bottle that up.
Yeah, so we'll say gain on the play, and that creates a second and 10 for the Macs from the 15-yard line. As 9:25, that clock just continuing to wind, as it would typically, because, you know, just running plays. Nobody's going out of bounds. Nobody's throwing. First quarter raced by. The second quarter took a while. And now Holm rolling to the right, looking for a receiver, and threw his hands, incomplete. Oh,
that would have been pretty if he would have come down with that. That'll haunt him a little bit. You know, it would have been a tough catch for sure, but, boy, you make a catch like that.
Maybe Luke needed to just try to use one hand.
Two hands
was the problem.
Yeah, he wasn't. Wasn't holding on to his other one.
That is the first incomplete pass for Cale Holm, who has been brilliant tonight. He is 5 for 5 for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns, and he had a couple of 2-point conversions too. So the first incompletion on the night, and the clock continues to roll here. Typically, it would stop there, but again, we've got the running clock with a 36-point lead. In high school football, it's 35 points or more in the second half, even into the postseason. So a 3rd and 10 for the Macs from the 15 of the Titans. Holm pitch out, deep back, Moulton, and they're, again, going to be looking for him. Just keeping those legs going to about the 10. And somehow the ball gets into the hands of the Titans, and then racing from behind the Macs to make the tackle. Is it Cale Holm again? And Heimke able to – what happened there, Grant? What did you see?
Grant, are you there?
Yeah, what
did you see?
I'm pretty sure he just ripped the ball out of his hands.
Yeah. Okay. And that's one of the things that you encounter when you're in a big gang of people, grinding for those extra yards, is you can be sure that people are ripping and pulling and doing whatever they can to that ball.
And
that time they got it out.
Lucas Heimke, a 5'11", 150-pound senior, 107. So just like that, the Titans trying to stay alive. It's a 36-point edge. We still got a running clock now from the 35-yard line. So instead of the Max going in for a score, there's a handoff, and Max Peterson, a short gain off the right side. You got to know this, though. You make it to next week, Gilman will see that on the video and say, hey, we can do that to Dawson Mo.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, you can bet that they are going to analyze this film thoroughly.
And what you said, at least earlier in the season, and I think Grant was saying he thinks McDonald has grown and changed, but Gilman's continued to steamroll everybody they faced.
And they're opening things up again in the game they're playing tonight.
Right, yeah, leading at 22-6 at last word on a second down after the two-yard run by Peterson. And now Sam Peterson's going to go for a couple, and then they're kind of swinging him around by the jersey.
Tried cutting back that time, but we were there.
Yeah, he tried cutting back, and Grant Soakup kind of grabbed him and stopped that.
I'm just curious, you were down on the field there last week, Grant. The game did get a little chippy. We don't want that to happen here tonight. Do you have a different feel for this one tonight?
Absolutely. Both these teams have been really classy all night. They've been helping each other up. They've been patting each other on
That's
the back.
Cool.
So I don't think we'll see any of that tonight.
And I got to say, head coach Dale Lang seemed very classy as he was talking with Mark Maloney before the game. And, yeah, definitely. He was like, hey, coach, we'll see you at the coaching clinic. So third down and six down from the McDonald 31 inside of 6 minutes to go, third quarter. The Titans season running out of time. And Farley's going to find a receiver, and he's going to go Colt Miller for the touchdown. And they're on the board, and they stop the running clock as it goes to 44-14.
Play action there. They snuck the tight end out, and I just think we were behind it. Yeah, we bit on it, and he got behind us.
So who would have thought that that Lena Aquinas would be the first one to score here in the third quarter, but they do on the touchdown pass. 31-yard touchdown pass from Farley to Miller.
You know, and it seemed like he's had a little more time to throw here, so that's helping him out too.
All right, and now going for the two-point conversion. Farley fires it, and he's got Miller, and he's got a different receiver, and that is going to be number 45, first time we saw him tonight. Blake Benke, a 5'11", 270-pound senior, so I don't know if he was tackle eligible or what, but all right, we got a 44-16 game. Back with the kickoff in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Squib kick recovered by the Max at the 40-yard line, and that's where it'll be, McDonald football. Guys, just thinking about Dawson Moulton, he's had a great couple of weeks, a great night. I know early on, though, the very first carry, they kind of stymied him for a loss. He came back. I look for him to kind of want to answer back here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, and going back to that two-point conversion, you got to feel good when a big man makes a big play like that. I don't know if it was his first of the season, but he was pretty jacked up. So you got to be happy
for
that
Blake
guy.
Benke, yeah, for yep, sure. The yep. big fella, 270-pounder. And Benke, is he one of those seven seniors here
He is one of the seven seniors, so the head coach is getting him in on pitch out to the near side, and Moulton now determined, but they're after him, and group tackle, and they're going to get him for a loss, at least no gain at the very best, as Max Peterson and also number three that time, Carson Joyce, in on the tackle.
Yeah, Lena St. Thomas is showing a little life here.
Yeah, they are.
In the second half, you know, I mean, and that's, I mean, as you know, as a team, as a fan, you like to see that, you know, I mean, let's keep fighting no matter what the score is, and just play every play like it's your last here.
So for Dawson Moulton, that's two lost fumbles tonight. It was that very first carry. Remember, they got him for the loss and lost the fumble in this second one. Holmes going to heave one out deep to Luke Anderson, and he's going to catch it inside of the 20-yard line.
Did he?
Did he or didn't he?
He did. Wow. Wow.
The Max sideline going crazy.
Wow. What a grab. And you can't take anything away from that defensive back. He had great coverage on that play. But once again, Luke using his size to go up and get that ball.
All the way Fantastic. To the 20, a 41-yard gain. And Luke Anderson, again, taking it up to 133 yards through the air tonight on that 41-yard reception for the Max. Their second first down of the second half. And from the 20-yard line, handoff, pounding it up the middle. And Eli Stepp, his fourth touchdown of the night. And Max lead it now. 52-16.
And going back to Luke on that that catch, that is one thing that wasn't really going for us when we played Gilman last time. So it's definitely added another dimension to our game.
Good point. No, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yep.
So a 20-yard touchdown run by Eli Stepp comes with 4:25 to go in the third quarter. Max going for two. Again, 50-16, not quite at the running clock. They got to get one at least, but they're going to try to make it two here. And nice touchdown run by Eli Stepp. It looks like movement, yeah.
I don't know what it is about these two-point conversions,
exactly.
But it seems like we've had a penalty on every one, and they're just running another play that we would run any time during our offense. But for some reason,
you're right.
The 2 points, it's tough.
Grant, what is it about those that's different?
I mean I don't really know. I mean, I don't know what the problem is, but I know Coach Maloney screams a lot on plays like that, and even when we're up by
but
a lot of points, he's still screaming.
I've noticed his voice is just not as strong anymore, though. I think he's All right.
Well, so, good for the players, I guess.
Yeah, right. All right. So the Max still going for the 2-point conversion. Clock stopped here at this particular instance. And, of course, now Cale Holm running up to the line of scrimmage. He's taking it himself, and Holm's going to get stopped. So we'll take another one-minute break. Back with the kickoff in a moment. Max lead it by 34 on WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald's athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Isaac Crawford back to handle the kicking duties, and a squib kick it, and it's going to be fielded at the 25 for the Titans. They get out to about the 35-36 yard line. Tell you what though, Eli Stepp had a terrific night, and even you think about yard, he's got four touchdowns. Talk about effectiveness, right? I mean, he's got five carries for 141 yards. Do the math on that. It's crazy. and 4 touchdowns. Wow. Talk about efficient. My.
It is. Just so much room up the middle, which it kind of seemed like they were selling out in the middle. But, you start hitting them on the outside, hitting them on the air, and, you loosen things up a little bit.
And now from the pistol, and it's going to be Colt Miller heaving a long pass downfield, and there's going to be pass interference by Luke Anderson. Wow, except where's the flag?
I think that's incidental contact. I don't think that's a penalty.
Okay.
Are you going to come up and explain that to the Lena Aquinas man?
Yes, because I think they expected a flag there, and so did we, honestly.
Yeah.
You don't get a defensive pass interference. First, their legs kind of got tangled up, and then that caused Luke to fall over.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right.
Grant, would you consider being a ref?
Absolutely not.
You had me going with the absolutely. All right, 2nd and 10 now. Colt Miller is 0. By the way, Colt Miller 0-for-4. He's a big guy. He can throw it a long way. And I guess when you're down 50-16, and it's not a running clock. That's right. It's 34-point, not a 35-point lead. So they like to have him back with 2 other guys to his left and right. And again, Colt Miller, the big guy, fires one and incomplete for Max Peterson.
Now that time we got some pressure on him. It seems like he's had a little more time, and they even cut 2 backs in to help block that time, and we were still able to get to him.
Yeah, those 3 guys that are back there, they're trying to make it seem like they might snap it to any one of the 3, but the 2 on the sides of the guy in the middle are just there to block.
50-16, and again, I don't have all of the McDonald scores in front of me. I could attain that, but again, thinking of this game, but then also the potential rematch with Gilman in that title game, and I'm like, wow, they held McDonald to 12 points, and McDonald led 12-0. But again, I think your point, Seth, that the Macs have added that passing dimension's come a long way with Luke.
It has.
Yeah. Here's the handoff, and again, the Macs defense smothering and nothing doing there for Lena.
There is one thing to consider, and we'll see how it plays out. But Kayla's had just so much time the past few games. He hasn't been hurried. And I don't think he's going to get that against the Gilman team.
Yeah,
I really don't.
All right, Carson Joyce on the play, a loss that time of 3, and now a 4th and 13. And so even though they're down by 34, they're in a position to punt, hiking it to Miller, one of the 7 seniors. And the big guy puts his toe in it, and it'll be fielded at the 30 by Eli Stepp for the Macs. So the Macs will take it, 3:20 to go in the third. They'd love to get it up to a running clock and just get this thing over with. About 15 minutes and 20 seconds left here from the beautiful Steam Stadium here in Schofield at DC Everest High School. With over 115 programs, CVTC provides flexible, hands-on learning designed to get fulfilling and high-paying jobs. Triple Valley Technical College. Learn more at cvtc.edu, cvtc.edu. All right, from the 30-yard line, McDonald, 70 yards from a score after the Eli Stepp with the catch and the punt. And there's the handoff and a spin move, and Eli Stepp's going to make his way out for about 7 or 8 yards. Eli
Stepp, the ball carrier. Good tough run, little spin move there. Whole line getting a good push.
He certainly is a great counter to Doss. What a tandem, what a dynamic duo they've been all season long.
Oh, for sure. And last week it was the Dawson-Moulton show, and tonight it's the Eli Stepp show.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Boy, how awesome is that you have 2 running backs like that? And it's not like they're interchanging. They're playing 2 different positions.
Right.
One's a fullback.
Just for Eli, you don't find fullbacks with speed like he is.
No.
2nd down and 2. And what happened there?
I think
Eli
that was on
jumped.
Bryce.
Or Bryce, okay.
It wasn't on Bryce. It was on everybody else.
Okay, the ball didn't get snapped.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Okay,
gotcha.
So again, McDonald, some penalties, 25 yards in penalties on the night. So.
Now, sometimes with this crowd noise, it's hard to hear the... I'm just kidding.
Okay. All right. So it's... They say 3rd and 7. I think we just had What did we have in terms of?
It's still, I think it's still second down.
Yeah. Had the 8 yard run.
Yeah.
The clock was wrong. All right, then there's the handoff now, and Moulton, and they're going to get him and just grab him by the leg and hold him. And so good job by the defense that time, and
yeah,
a loss on the play for the Macs.
Number 27 on the defense is almost like an open field tackle there. He doesn't make that tackle, and Dawson's probably got a lot of real estate in front of him.
Loss of one on the play. And so it creates now a third down and 8 for the Macs. Need to get out to about the 40-yard line. On this Friday night, thanks to Gavin Bovey back at our WOGO studio, our video producer Sam Aberley here, along with Seth Smitsky in the booth and Grant Smitsky on the sideline. I'm Mark Halverson. We want to be bringing you that title game next Saturday here on the radio, but they won't allow us to bring it through you with the video. They take care of that. And so Ryan Smitsky on the completion for the McDonald first down.
Good job. Ryan hasn't been thrown to a lot here. I mean, Luke's kind of stealing the show, and you can't blame him for throwing it to him. But nice to see Ryan getting a little involved in the passing game there.
Yep, his first catch of the night, he came in with 12 catches for 157 yards, and averaging 13.1 per catch. And a nice 8 yard, well, make it 9 yards out to the 41-yard line. So completion of 9. And another McDonald first down here in the second half. And Cale Holm back to pass. And, yeah, and now he's going to try to dance out of it. He tosses one to Eli Steppen. Eli off to the races. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Eli Steppen. His fifth touchdown of the night.
I think the linebacker that was supposed to be covering Eli there, he saw Cale back there, and he almost got to him. It looked like he was going to, but... Good vision by Cale to see Eli standing out there and get him the ball.
Wow, that was a 59-yard touchdown pass.
Wow. So what is that for Eli? Is
his fifth touchdown.
Fifth touchdown. Jeepers.
Yeah.
Oh, that is fantastic to have a game like that in a semifinal. That's got to feel great.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And so now, Max, there's the kick, and it's through for Cale Holm, and the Macs go up 57-16, 41-point lead. Back in a minute on WOGL Sports. This is Max Level 4 Playoff Football.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald football team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
All right, McDonald getting ready to kick, leading at 57-16. Back to a running clock. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Isaac Crawford with the kick and the return out to the 30-yard line, where the Titans will take over, down by 41, and clock continuing to play out here in this third quarter. And we may get a play in, and we may not before the quarter. 10 seconds, and the clock continuing, and they may just let it go until the fourth quarter.
I think it's a good call.
Yep. All right, we're back in half a minute. Fourth quarter just ahead. The Macs at the running clock on defense, just 12 minutes away from going to state to likely take on Gilman in the big rematch. WOGO Sports, this is Macs State Semifinal Football.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
I've got the jump around music here. End of the third quarter at Steam Stadium at DC Everest High School. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off, and that's why Wrzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wrzgalla Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wrzgalla.com. All right, the fourth quarter, running clock, 41-point lead from the 31-yard line now. The Titans, dressed in their Notre Dame-like uniforms. Farley, the junior quarterback, under center, and it's somebody different. It's Sam Peterson under center. He gets it to Max Peterson, and a gain of about 5 to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, good game. Good gain there. I mean, there was a little bit of a cutback lane, but we did fill, you know. So, hey, 5 yards. We'll, yep. Not something we can't handle there. So
I got Peterson up to about 5 or so. What are they going to say, the 30? They say the 37, so say up to 117 on the night, but he had the one really big run. And again, that clock just moving right along. And that, as it gets to triple zeros, the Max on top, state-bound and 8-player. I'm not sure what's the chant on the McDonald sideline. And Sam Peterson trying to find his way. This is the third quarterback we've seen for Lena Aquinas tonight. Of course, they've had Colt Miller, the big guy, just to, in there to throw. And a 2-yard run for Sam Peterson.
Another good tackle by Caden Boos there.
Grant, what do you got for the cheer on the McDonald sideline?
Defense.
Okay. And now a third down and short. They need to get to the 41 from about the 38 or so, and so I guess that they say a 3rd and 4. Peterson again under center, split backfield, and he'll hand it off, and off to the races up the middle of the field, and a good run that time for number 3, Carson Joyce, his second carry of the night.
Good assist there for us by the referee. He made him cut one more time and gave our defense a little more time to get back to him. So I don't know how he slipped out of that, but
15-yard run for Joyce, and so he's got 2 carries for 20 yards. Number 3, 5 and 20 on the night, and yet another first down for Lena Aquinas from the 48 of McDonald. And there's the pitch back from Sam Peterson to Max, and he's going to go down to about the 38-yard line. So close to another first down. Any thoughts on why Farley got pulled?
I do not.
Gain of 9 on the play for Max Peterson, 126 yards rushing for him on the night.
Yeah, I'm looking for him down there.
Trainer, I don't think the trainer is attending to him, so I don't think he's injured.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
There's no tomorrow, though. Second down and 1. 9:10 to go in this game. McDonald in the driver's seat. 57-16 lead. The Titans driving inside the McDonald 40. Second and short. Sam Peterson, the pitch out. Carmen Joyce. Joyce going to take it to 30, the 25. Still going, and he's going to go the 10, the 5, and he made it into the end zone for a touchdown for the Titans with 8:47 to go here in this game.
You know, I know we're winning by a lot, but there's a, you know.
They're not even stopping it for the touchdown. Little, I thought you stop it for touchdowns.
Stop it.
Okay. Yeah, but a play like that, like you got to wrap up. You got to make a tackle. It looks like we must have an injured player down here. They're tending to him at about the 45-yard line.
Okay. And it is one of the Titans who's down. So, again, that was Carson Joyce. Yeah, I'm sure Coach Maloney not going to be happy. The 39-yard run. He's got three carries for 59 yards unofficially on that 39-yard touchdown that he ripped off there. Again, from a scoring standpoint, 57-22 takes it to a running clock. So this will be an important two-point conversion in just a moment here. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Speaking of Rice Lake, they're, of course, taking on Green Bay and Notre Dame and a running back who ran for over 500 yards last week. So our Caleb Swenson is there with family supporting his brother Will, a senior, recognized as a Big Rivers Conference offensive and defensive all-conference. So congratulations to Will Swenson for that. Injured player being tended to and now being helped up, at least sitting up. The Aquinas players and the McDonald players on their knees.
It is it's quiet here, Mark.
It is quiet. The library, quiet. The golf course, very yes. much. Yeah, we'll take a break and back in half a minute on WDOGO Sports. This is Max Foot Football.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Injured player was Sam Peterson, and so Sam was able to walk off under his own power and get to the sideline. He'd been playing quarterback. The 5'8", 145-pound senior, one of seven seniors for this Titans squad, and now 8:35 to go, 57-22. Important here again. If they get this, we lose the running clock again. If McDonald can stop them, then we'll keep the running clock. As we zero in on, see Sam Peter. They're going to try to kick it, and this is big Colt Miller. He does their punting. Tight end, offensive lineman, defensive lineman. Farley holding. Important kick. And now some movement from Max Peterson over to the left side to block the oncoming rushers for McDonald. The ball is down, the boot is up, and it is through the uprights. Good. And we lose the running clock with 8:35 to go, 57-23. Back in a half a minute on WDOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
The WIA state football finals are scheduled for this month, scheduled for next week, coming up November 20th and 21st at Camp Randall in Madison. All tickets are sold online, so there are no long lines to purchase them. Order your state finals tickets online and in advance by clicking on the tickets link located at the top of the WIA website homepage and navigating the state football finals option. That website again is wiaawi.org. Of course, we're going to want to go get tickets for the championship at Wisconsin Rapids next week. The 8 player, 1 o'clock start time for that one. And get an update now, and we got 30-12 Gilman. It's a final. Thank you. Gilman beats Oakfield 30-12. Something about Gilman and holding teams to 12 points. You know, yeah, that's what they held the Max to. So there you go. Gilman's waiting.
And I'm trying to figure out, I mean, obviously they had no running clock in that
I don't
game.
Know.
And we're
everybody ran then. Maybe it's just a when you run and
yes,
I mean you saw Gilman did probably pretty much of a running attack.
Yeah,
right?
they kind of hurt us in the air a little bit too. So
Robin Rosemeyer is a heck of a coach, and that's going to be a tough game, and it's next Saturday.
Certainly is,
So now trying to finish this out, finish strong, 57-23. Gilman and their fine defense did give up a couple of touchdowns to Oakfield tonight, but they get 30 on the board, and they're waiting, the winner of this one, and McDonald in the driver's seat, up 34 with 8.5 minutes to play. And, again, the overwhelming preponderance of our highlights will come from the first half when the Max routed got up 44-8. Put 66 on the board against Flambeau last week, and there's a rushing play that goes for quite a gain. Wow, all the way to the 33 for McDonald. Eli Stepp, another big run.
Eli just, he is hitting the hole so fast. I mean, he is past the line of scrimmage. I mean, it's just, it's so fast. That's got to be just so tough on the defense.
He has looked incredibly fast all night,
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, he has overtaken Dawson Moulton, 164 yards rushing tonight.
From our fullback, that's crazy.
Again, we've said all season about the balance of that attack, and that's something for Gilman to be, terrific defense of theirs will be tested by this well-balanced McDonald attack. But boy, what an important week of practice it'll be for the Macs, tuning up for that game next Saturday afternoon at Wisconsin Rapids. We'll have it for you on the radio at 12:35 pregame on WOGO Sports. Pitch out to the near side and maneuvering his way and going to get smothered after a short game is Moulton. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, as we come up on 7 minutes left.
You know, you'd really like to score here, but on the other hand, you'd really like everybody healthy going into next week.
No, absolutely.
So we'll see how much longer. I think for sure if we score here, I could foresee the starters coming out.
34-point lead for the Max. They put 57 on the board, 57-23. Holmes going to dish one to the right corner, and he's got his receiver, and there's a flag, but I think the touchdown will overrule to Luke Anderson yet again.
Good route by Luke, and good ball. Good ball placement again by Cale Holm, and Luke able to come up with it.
Grant, as the guy who was at that position last year, you got to applaud Cale. He has really continued to grow into this this job of quarterback.
Absolutely. He's always had the talent. He's got a cannon of an arm, and like he's just grown so much this year. And, I mean, most of the passes tonight have been right on the face mask, which is right where you want him.
Fantastic, and that was there. He was out there, and Luke goes and gets it. I mean, in terms of growth, Luke has really grown too. I mean, he was a fine receiver, but he's just seen that improvement this season. The ball is down, the boot is up, and he got plenty of elevation, and it is good. And the Max extend their lead to 64-23 on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
So it's 6:33 left here in the fourth quarter, and now there's a return and off to the races. Oh my, down the far sideline, he's going to go all the way. And so some miscues by the Max on special teams, but again, highlighting the great talent and ability of this Lena St. Thomas team. I mean, they're very gifted, and Lucas Heimke has had his moments tonight. The 5'11", 150-pound senior takes it to the house, and just like that, the running clock goes bye-bye. 64-29, well, back to 35 points again.
You know, it's kind of concerning just how we can't finish out a game. Like even last week, it was they started scoring on us, and we still had a fair amount of starters in there. So I wonder, you know, you wonder if it's just like, okay, we're ahead by so much, or what's going on. But
well, Grant will be charged with the task of talking with Coach Maloney and celebrating going to state, which will be huge. But also, Coach, what do we got to tune up and work? You got that rematch with Gilman.
I mean, you got to play a complete game, and I guarantee you, next week, if we want to win, we're going to have to play every minute and every down like it really matters, and it just kind of seems like we're just letting down a little bit here.
I think when you have a big lead, I mean, mental toughness is tougher, no question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, what's the call again?
That was offside on the max, and now after it goes half the distance of the goal, Lane is going to try and score.
Okay. And so they'll try to get the two-point conversion. They just need one to stop the running clock here with 6:23. And they're going to fire one, and it's intercepted by the max. And that will be that. And kind of showy from Mason Bussey.
Mason's like, really? Can I get something from this?
Yeah, there we go. All right, keep it right here. 6:23 left in regulation. The max still lead it by 35. And so we'll still have this running clock and finish out this fourth quarter. I don't know. It's a good question you asked. Gilman and Oakfield didn't have a running clock. How are they done?
I know, because, I mean, we Lee St. Thomas, they're running the ball. We're running
but
the ball.
There
I mean, most
passing,
of the time, there is some passing.
And there were incompletes.
Yeah, but I got to think Gilman threw it around a little bit,
you know,
too.
Here's another thing. More scoring means more breaks.
That is true.
Yep,
yep, yep.
I mean, same thing last week. Max put 66 up.
Yeah.
57. Again, that offense is going to be tested against Gilman, that defense.
Yeah, and last week, the third quarter, you know, some penalties, and there was some stoppages due to injury and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because everybody was done last week, and we were just starting the fourth quarter. So.
All right. Again, Max will have 8 days, not next Friday night, but next Saturday afternoon in Wisconsin Rapids for that eight-player title game. And Hemke, who scored that touchdown a moment ago on the kickoff return, will do the booting here for the Titans. There's the onside kick, and it's going to go out of bounds on the near side here, just into McDonald territory. Yeah, hard to... These gaudy numbers, it's like Arena League football. 64-29. 66 last week, 64 tonight. I don't know. You know, in terms of Gilman McDonald, it was...
our offense certainly is not letting up, that's for sure.
And that's Coach Maloney had said. It's going to take the defense. Mm-hmm. And again, we've had some special teams issues. Had a couple of lost fumbles tonight.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that if the Max score one more touchdown, that would be the school record for points ever.
In a single game?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Huh.
Because last week was 66.
I think it's either 67, maybe 68, something like that.
I was looking back in the playoff archives, remembering
nice,
to...
Nice, Grant. that was real nice.
Yeah, right. 6-7, is that what it said?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I saw how he snuck it in there.
That's a whole... phenomenon
itself.
There's a handoff and a spin move, and Ethan Steph is caught from behind as he's tripped up by Carson Joyce. As Eli was he looks like what does he do in track? Because he is definitely he looks like a track guy.
Eli plays baseball.
Oh, okay.
Eli is a very good hitter.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Caleb did many more of the Max baseball games, and I do more of the Chi High and.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm, variety, but yeah. All right, so what kind of run was that? I don't know. It's got a first down for the Max.
Yeah, the only thing that concerned me on that was it was an ankle tackle, and
right.
I don't, you know, Eli's had some problems with his ankle, so we don't want to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Boy, at this point, at this late juncture.
For sure.
Well, I mean, it's the situation that you had with the Washington Commanders, and there's a run up the middle, taking it all the way down to the 10-yard line is Eli Stepp again. Dawson Moulton. My apologies. All right. They both run incredibly fast, and Moulton, his first big run in a long time, up to 192. So kind of the in-house battle between the two of them. He's up to 191, actually. They'll put it at the 11-yard line. And for the Macs, yet another second-half first down. Clock now inside of 4 minutes to go until they're state-bound for sure, leading it 64-29 here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And that particular run, yet another Ashley Construction first down, brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. 11-yard line. Handoff to the 5-yard line for the Max.
That's Hayden Christofferson.
All right.
Okay.
First carry of the night for Hayden. Had 15 carries for 143 yards, averaging 9.5 a carry and one touchdown on the season. 6-yard run there.
Yeah, Hayden got a little banged up in a game during the regular season, so it's good to see him back out there.
Desian Matthews not going to be with the team again. He was really the third leading runner for the Macs this season after that dynamic duo of starters, but unfortunately injury is going to prevent him from rooting the guys on as, again, inside of 4 minutes now. Cale Holm taking his time. I formation behind him. Not in a big hurry. Handoff, first runner through, and going to turn him back.
Oh, nowhere, yeah.
And Noah Smisky, first carry of the night for Noah.
First carry, just got to get those jitters out, and we'll be...
And Noah, 6 carries for 40 yards, averaging 6.7 a carry and one touchdown on the season. And he did get down there to about the 3-yard line, so a gain of 3
on the
play. Yeah,
good forward progress.
Yep. Gavin Smisky and Ryan Smisky and Noah Smisky and Seth Smisky and is Grant Smisky. I mean, it just is, it's a Smisky world, and we're just living in it. Oh, and falls down.
Yeah, it looked like he was maybe going to try making a cut there, and his footing just gave way.
Yeah, and no gain on the play for Hayden. And that creates a fourth and goal from the two with 1:45 to go, 100 seconds until the Macs are officially taking on Gilman in the eight-player state championship game in Rapids on Saturday.
It's like, I think Cale come out on that. He's out now, and okay. Mason Bussey.
Nathan Bogus.
Yep, Nathan Bogus is in there now, it looks like.
All right, so the fourth and two from the two-yard line for McDonald. See if they finish it. Oh, and a little problem on the exchange, the handoff, and again, the Titans stop the Macs from getting in as the handoff to Christofferson, nothing doing. But still, you got the running clock. You've got what you need, a 64-29 lead with just over a minute to go. And so McDonald will come in and give the second week in a row. They beat an undefeated team. Flambeau last week, 66-30. Very similar score. Look at that. 2 points less for the Macs, 1 point less for the Titans, 64-29. McDonald looking to finish off the job. Maybe one play might be all it takes here. We'll have Grant Smisky with Coach Maloney in the postgame. Some of the highlights primarily from the first half, a little bit from the second half. And they're taking their time. I don't know if we're going to final 27. You know, last week Coach Maloney was talking about somebody just walked out and handed him a trophy. He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes tonight.
Yeah, okay. And there's the handoff. Max Peterson, he's going to break into the secondary and be brought down at about the 20-yard line. And that's going to be the last play of this game. As making the tackle was Dawson Moulton. So he's out there till the end. Moulton and the Macs celebrating. McDonald all zero, 64-29. Macs win the level 4 playoff game for 8-player on to face Gilman next Saturday. 1 o'clock, we'll have it for you. 12:35, the pregame on FM 103.1, AM 680, WOGO.com. We'll take a break. Back with the postgame, the post-class postgame show coming up. on WOGO Sports. This is Max Playoff Football. We're state bound.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Nothing stands still, and neither do we. AI is changing the way we work, and at CVTC, we're making sure our students are ready.
We are integrating artificial intelligence through all of our program courses.
We're not just teaching tech. We're shaping leaders who will define the industries of tomorrow.
It's about efficiency. It's about effectiveness. It is about innovation.
Join us and discover how you can shape tomorrow's world with AI. Learn more at cvtc.edu/AI.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Time for the Postglass postgame show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Max win 64-29. Very similar to last week's score. Gilman a winner, 30-12 over Oakfield. And now let's listen to the presentation of the Level 4 trophy. State semifinal individual medals. The Max are Level 4 champs.
Both teams, and good luck to McDonald Central next week at the state championship game in Wisconsin Rapids. They will be playing Gilman.
Yep. The Gilman Pirates and the McDonald Max going to square off again next Saturday. Our Grant Smisky is on the field right now.
Drive home safely.
Grant, go ahead and pick it up and just kind of describe what you're seeing.
Just a lot of excitement. I mean, this is great feeling. This is all the practices over the summer, all the film sessions, all the open fields, the weight room. It's all for this right here. And now we got an opportunity to go and play in the last game of the season. We get to play one of two full seasons that are able to get played in eight-man football. So that's very exciting.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, I mean, talking to Bryce, the athletic director, I mean, there was some questions before the start of the season about would McDonald, because, you know, 200 student enrollment is that in McDonald, 207. And so it's kind of a three-year average, and so, but they were allowed in the postseason, and they get there, and they've made, taking full use of it, right, Seth?
Yeah, they certainly have, and this is a super talented group. We see it.
14 seniors.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. We're very senior heavy team, and there's just something about seniors. You know, there really is, especially I think in the game of football. You know, just there's a toughness there, that feeling of this could be our last game. It really starts to sink in the playoffs when you're a senior. So it's very beneficial. It's been very beneficial to us.
Grant, we're going to be interested to hear your interview with Coach Maloney to celebrate, to talk honestly and openly about, you know, what he liked, maybe didn't like. Again, I'm just suggestions.
Yep.
And then also, I think, obviously, looking ahead to Gilman. I even referenced that a little bit in the pregame interview, and he was just like, hold your horses there, Cowboy, because we got a game to play. And they played it. They win convincingly, 64-29, but now there's Gilman. We wanted him again. We got him.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, I mean, no matter what, you're taking a ball home, right? So, I mean, there is that. But to go to state, play Gilman, and if we can come out on top on that game, how great would that be to not only win state, but get redemption too?
Right. You know, and again, one of the great things, you've played them before, so you're familiar. Mm-hmm. No surprises, right?
Yeah, no. There's not going to be a lot of surprises. It's just going to be a tough, tough game.
And those two teams of all the eight-player teams in the state, McDonald and Gilman stand out. Gilman winning 30-12 over Oakfield, and now Grant Smiske with Coach Mark Maloney.
Coach, you're on the state.
I know it. This is unbelievable, man. What a great game these guys played. I mean, they just gave it everything they had tonight, and I couldn't ask for anything more. Again, our defense stepped up big to stop those guys and get that running game stopped, and you know, and they tried to throw the ball, and they, man, that was just a tough team. I mean, they put a couple touchdowns on us there, and our tackling needs to sharpen up a little bit, but you know, we got one more week, one more game. Yeah. That's all we could ask for.
And Gilman did win tonight, so you're going to be playing Gilman up in Rapids. And so, obviously, you guys scored 64 points, but there was some things, there was some penalties here and there sprinkled in. But you guys, what did you like, and what do you think about things that you can work on?
Well, there's a lot of things that we can work on, you know. I mean, these guys, Cale's starting to mix up his cadence, and that's where we got kind of goofed up on. You know, when he's going on three, going on two, we're not getting the ball snapped, we're jumping. You know, those are just mental things that we can't have going into a state game against Gilman. And, you know, man, a rematch with Gilman, that's what we wanted.
Perfect.
So, you know, we know them, they know us. But we got to do a much better job than we played them the first time. So, you know, again, our running game's there, our passing game was there. And we just got to go back and review that film, you know, from the first game we played Gilman, and see if we can't sharpen a few things up and make it a the score go the other way this time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach.
All right, a lot of excitement. McDonald advancing to the state championship game next Saturday. We'll have it for you at 12:35, the pregame on FM 103.1, AM 680, wogo.com. And boy, a lot of excitement with that. Seth, you ready for that?
Yeah, I am. It's you know, it's been a long time coming, and I because of the expansion of the playoffs here this year, it's nice to have Gilman on the other side. It just seems like we've always run up against the state the team that goes to state, you know, at the second or third round, you know.
Yeah.
So it's nice that we can finally meet this team at state. So it's been a long time coming. We've had some talented teams over the years, and it's finally happening.
The Post Glass post game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. All right, we are going to get to the Calm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game in just a moment. But first, statistically, this is what I got here. 191 yards rushing for Dawson Moulton. He had just the one touchdown today after six each of the last two games. 191 yards rushing. Lost a couple of fumbles, but get that cleaned up out of his system and ready to go for that title game next Saturday. But he did have an interception on defense, too. Eli Stepp, though, stepping up big time. Five touchdowns, four on the ground, runs for 178 yards unofficially, catches a 59-yard touchdown pass. You cannot say enough about Eli Stepp.
Fantastic game tonight. And Eli, he brings the energy, you know, that to this, especially to the defense. And he's jumping around, and you know, he's a leader. He's a captain for a reason, and I've known Eli many years, and the maturity that I have seen, you know, through the years, and to become what he is today, such a great leader and well spoken and super focused. It's really cool to see.
Luke Anderson also Cale Holm through the air. I mean, how about this tonight? 9 out of 10. 164 yards passing just to Luke Anderson alone for six catches, 164 yards, and three touchdowns plus some two-point conversions for Luke. What a night.
It is, and there again, he's peaking, definitely peaking at the right time. Like, this is the time, and I don't, he's not hit his ceiling yet.
And I think that's important. When you saw the Gilman game, Grant, you saw the Gilman game, and again, this combination between Cale and Luke is at a far better place.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's important. All right. Well, let's take care of the Calm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. And it's, in fact, brought to you by the attorney, Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. All right, father, son, figure it out here.
I think tonight's just it's probably the toughest game all year that we've had to decide this. I was texting Grant a little bit during the game, like, what are we going to do? Just because there wasn't, I don't think there was a single player. But the one thing that, we did say Caden Boos's name early. He did have some good special teams plays. And the other thing about Caden is he's filling a gap. You know, Desian's out. He's in here, and he's been doing well, you know. So some good backside discipline, you know, on cutbacks and stuff. So
Grant,
you know
what?
I'm like liking Caden.
Yeah, I like Caden too. And Caden, I just give him so much credit. He really has not played much at all. He's kind of been always a scout team guy. And I mean, he really wasn't playing much at the beginning of this year, and he just stuck with it. He's always just been a hard-nosed guy that's going to try hard in everything he does. And tonight, I think he went out and earned it. I think Caden's the defensive player of the game.
All right, there you go. Yeah. Caden Boos, congratulations. The Kelm Law Firm defensive player of the game. Again, call Kerry Kelm at Kelm Law Firm at 715-210-8699. Seth, thanks so much, buddy.
Hey,
we'll see you on Saturday.
Yes, I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Rapids and Gilman.
Rapids
the location, Gilman the opponent, on the radio, flying radio only for that one. We're going to take care of some highlights before we get out of here. Let's go back to some of the highlights we had from the first half. Drive safely, my friend.
Thank you.
Yards on the night. Creates a third down and 7 from the 32. Need to get to the 25 for the first down. Farley keeping it himself. He's got it, trying to pick his hole, but the Macs say no, and they stand up strong on defense.
Great work by Mason there. He set the edge, and they wanted to get outside, and there was nothing doing that way.
Yeah, even our backside pursuit on that was just super fantastic, too.
The 18, but okay, McDonald ball in the red zone. 4:50 to go here in quarter number one. Holm fumbled the football, pitches it to Moulton. Moulton on the near side, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown McDonald, and they lead it 6-0.
Absolutely, and just a perfect read by Kale there. Very smart.
All right, right in front of us now here from our press box view as the Macs with their third first down. Holm under center, hands off. Moulton, spin move. He bounces to the outside, now to midfield. Now looking to cut back, spinning again for a first down at about the 43-yard line. What a run by Dawson Moulton.
Yeah, great run because they had him bottled up. I mean, they had him for maybe a one-yard gain or maybe a loss there. And so that's got to be very frustrating for them.
Another Ashley Construction first down, and now from the 43. Two-step drop. Holmes going to fling one. Luke Anderson's got the ball. Luke's going to go all the way in for a touchdown. McDonald leads it 14-0. It's another big fourth down here for the Titans. Fourth and 4 from the 31. They need to get to the 27. The Macs defense looking to hold here, leading it 22-0. Farley under center. The Petersons pitch out to Max Peterson. The far side, the Macs are all over him. Ryan Smisky and company got the stop. Caden Boos over there. Back in the day, and I've been doing McDonald football for longer than I care to remember. 6 minutes to go here, middle of the second quarter, 22-0 McDonald. Pitch out, and then the fake, and then they're going to come back to the near side and bursting this. Eli Stepp again is going to take one, running all the way. Eli Stepp to the house, touchdown. 42 yards, his second touchdown of the night. Macs lead it 28-0. Right. So McDonald knocking on the door of another touchdown at the two-minute mark here in this second quarter, 2nd and 3 from the 6-yard line. Holm under center. That one-step drop, he fires one, completed, and into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald.
Looks like Luke.
It is Luke, yep.
Luke Anderson yet again. For the Macs.
It's got to be really tough on this defense.
47 seconds left in the half from the 15-yard line. Cale Holm, I formation behind him. Step, the up back, going to get it. Eli Step, third touchdown of the night. He's in. A 15-yard touchdown run in the max. Lead it now, 42-8, a 34-point lead. That squared away, 40. That squared away, 40. Yeah, maybe. Taking care of business, 42-8. Home, going to fire one and get it in there. Luke Anderson got it, and the two-point conversion. He's been Mr. Reliable, and so those are the highlights all from the first half. We did get some where the Max led the game 44-8 at halftime, but some second half highlights as well. Yeah. And from the 20-yard line, handoff, pounding it up the middle, and Eli Stepp, his fourth touchdown of the night, and Max lead it now 50-16. Down here in the second half. And Cale Holm back to pass, and yeah, and now he's going to try to dance out of it. He tosses one to Eli Stepp, and Eli off to the races. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Eli Stepp, his fifth touchdown of the night.
Starters coming out.
34-point lead for the Max. They put 57 on the board, 57-23. Holmes going to dish one to the right corner, and he's got his receiver, and there's a flag, but I think the touchdown will overrule to Luke Anderson yet again. And those are your highlights from tonight's victory, 64-29. McDonald coming out on top here, sharing some of the highlights and some of the stats we had earlier in the post-class post-game show. Post-Glass and Mirror now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Max take this one, 64-29. And meanwhile, it was Gilman winning over Oakfield, 30-12. Gilman undefeated, top-ranked eight-player team throughout the season. McDonald, their only loss to Gilman, 38-12 after taking a 12-0 lead at Gilman earlier. The rematch in the state championship, we've got it for you on Saturday, a week from tomorrow, on WOGO Radio. Our thanks to many, Seth and Grant Smitsky, also to Sam Aberley, our video producer here, and also to Gavin Bovey back at our WOGO studio. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us again. The final score in this Level 4 eight-player state semifinal, McDonald 64 and Lena St. Thomas Aquinas 29. It'll be the Max and Gilman on Saturday. Talk to you at 12:35 from Rapids next Saturday, November 15th. The preceding has been a WOGO Sports production. Go Max!
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Football on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolay Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.